This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated. For the private use of our audience, any reproduction, rebroadcast, retransmission, or other dissemination or use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of this game without the express written consent of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated is prohibited. Fayetteville Woodpeckers Baseball is live from the sandhills of North Carolina to the coastal plains and from state line to state line. This is the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Woodpeckers pregame show, getting you set for first pitch. Let's send you out to the stadium.
Short delay to our Friday night action tonight in downtown Fayetteville, North Carolina. Some thunderstorms blowing through the area, but the tarp has since been peeled off. The lines have been chalked, and we are ready for Friday night ball, game 4 of 6 between the Fayetteville Woodpeckers and the Carolina Mudcats at Segra Stadium. Hello, everybody. Welcome inside the Woodpeckers broadcast booth. I'm Andrew Chapman, along with my broadcast partner, Colin Casey, and we are live on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and the MILB First Pitch app for tonight's online radio feed. And you can also watch tonight's ball game in HD video quality by subscribing to MILB.TV. Use the promo code Woodpeckers at checkout to receive $10 off your annual subscription and watch the Woodpeckers for the rest of 2022 and the 2023 season. Get ahead of the game by subscribing to MILB.TV. The two managers, Joe Thon and Victor Esteves, are meeting with the two-man umpiring crew at home plate. Tonight's first pitch has been scheduled for 7:50 p.m. Eastern time after some thunderstorms and a delay to our action. But, Colin, right now the Woodpeckers have some momentum behind them. They lost Game 1, lost Game 2, but scored the final three runs of that game, falling 7-5. And yesterday, the club finally put it together, ending a five-game losing streak to these Carolina Mudcats.
Yeah, they really did. It was a complete performance. We saw some great offense and, as well, saw some great pitching. Offensively, most notably, I mean, it was a Joey Loperfido show last night. Two-run home run in the first inning, followed it up with another two-run shot in the fifth. Mixed in a great catch as well out in center field, as well as a walk and a stolen base. Reached all four times he went to the plate. Brought his average now back to the 300 mark, still in the top five in the Carolina League. He just had one of his best games ever in his young professional career. And on the other side of things, the pitching was just tremendous once again. Edinson Batista, 5 scoreless innings, gave up just a pair of hits and a pair of walks, 8 strikeouts, and Alex Santos with one of his best outings of his young career, 4 innings, just a solo shot, giving up the only run of the ball game. But he made up for it with 8 strikeouts and struck out the final 5 batters he faced last night. I mean, just an impressive performance from the young right-hander. Like you said, a lot of momentum coming into this game, Chappie, and much needed. They've had a lot of trouble against this Mudcats team all season long, but maybe they're kind of turning over a new leaf towards the end of this series. Good opportunity to even things up here on this Friday night.
Yeah, the Woodpeckers could still win the overall season series against the Mudcats if they could really get hot, like you mentioned. Make it 3 more games to play here in Fayetteville and still a 6-game series on the road in Zebulon later on in August at Five County Stadium. But back to this series, the Woodpeckers trail 2-1 to Carolina, and tonight they'll send right-hander Valente Bayozo to the mound, making his first start at Segra Stadium in his career. He has no record and a 3.18 ERA. Miguel Segura, 2-2 with a 4.70, will take the ball tonight for the Mudcats. Before we step aside for a break, a quick look at the Carolina League standings entering this Friday, July 29th. In the North Division, the Fredericksburg Nationals lead the field by 4.5 games. They have a 19-8 record, the best record in the Carolina League during the second half. Down East Wood Ducks 4.5 back at 14-12. The Salem Red Sox at 14-13. They sit 5 games out. That's the ball club that the Woodpeckers will see next week on the road at Salem Memorial Ballpark for a 6-game series. These Carolina Mudcats come in 13-14 in the second half, 47-46, a game above 500 in the regular season, 6 games out of first place. Lynchburg and Delmarva reside at the bottom of the division at 11-16 and 10-17, respectively, 8-9 games out. In the South Division, the division of the Woodpeckers. Kannapolis has a game and a half lead. It's a much tighter division in the South, unlike last half when it was a tighter division in the North. The South is up for grabs. Kannapolis a game and a half in front of Columbia at 17-10. The Fireflies at 15-11. Myrtle Beach just two games out of first place, a half game behind Columbia at 15-12. Charleston in the mix at 14-12. Augusta 9-16, seven games out. And the Woodpeckers, although they're at the bottom, still with a good stretch, could find themselves closer towards the middle of the pack. They're 8-18, 8.5 games out of first place entering tonight. The Woodpeckers are getting ready to take the diamond. We have some more numbers on the starting pitchers coming up, and we also have the starting nine to bring you. The lineups for both managers in Game 4 of this six-game series. Again, a rain delay tonight in Fayetteville, but the skies have cleared for the moment, and we are ready for a 7:50 first pitch at Segra Stadium. All of that is coming up next on the other side of this break when the pregame show continues in a moment. Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Segra Stadium is the place to be on Wednesday night all summer long. Every Wednesday home game is Dollar Dog Night at the ballpark. Enjoy $1 Smithfield Foods hot dogs throughout the game and bring your pup to the park for only $1 as well. The great deals don't stop there. If the Woodpeckers win on Wednesday, so do you. Every fan in attendance will receive a free ticket to a future Wednesday home game. So bring the whole family, including your furry friends, down to Segra Stadium Wednesday night for Dollar Dog Night. Learn more at MILB.com/Fayetteville.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers. With over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s, discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Let's hear it for Rachel Hess.
Straight from the ballpark, it's time to dig in for some Woodpeckers baseball. Now, here's the voice of the Woodpeckers, Andrew Chapman.
A very Merry Christmas to you. It's Christmas in July at Segra Stadium tonight. Game four of this six-game series between the Fayetteville Woodpeckers and the Carolina Mudcats. Andrew Chapman with Colin Casey. Glad you can make us a part of your Friday night plans. The Woodpeckers trail this series 2-1 to the Carolina Mudcats, but are coming off a win last night. A pair of home runs for Joey Loperfido. 16 strikeouts combined between Edinson Bautista and Alex Santos in the 5-1 victory. Let's go ahead and meet the starting lineup for the visiting Carolina Mudcats tonight. The lineup card announced by the first-year manager, Victor Estevez. The Mudcats come in 47-46 overall in the regular season, 13-14 in the second half of play, a fourth-place standing in the Carolina League North Division. Leading off tonight is the lefty, Henry Mendez. Hedbert Perez, also a left-hander, will DH and hit second. Eduardo Garcia, the shortstop, is third, and Jose Cibrian, the catcher, is the Carolina cleanup man. Eduardo Fernandez is batting fifth. He'll play in center. Zach Robbie, the second baseman, hits sixth. And Oswald Leones, the left fielder, is seventh. Luis Silva in the eighth spot. He's at first. And Jeremy Vargas, a top 30 prospect in the Milwaukee system. He is the nine hitter and plays over at third base. On the bump tonight is Valente Beozo, the 22-year-old right-hander from Mexicali in Baja California, Mexico. He is making his third appearance for the Woodpeckers. Second start, first start here at Segra Stadium in his career. And his first pitch of the night is out. It's a slow bouncer towards the mound. Beozo comes forward, fields, and throws to first. Justin Williams receives in time. One pitch, one out on a 1-3 putout. That is how our ball game starts tonight. 7:54 p.m., a little bit of a rain delay tonight, just short of a 50-minute delay. It is mostly sunny now, some scattered clouds above our heads, 79 degrees, and things really cooled off, fortunately, with that rain that came through. It was near triple digits for most of the day today in Fayetteville. Hedbert Perez, the lefty, hacks through a first pitch. Fastball from Beozo at 92 miles an hour, and it's nothing and one. Perez, the DH, ninth overall prospect in the Milwaukee Brewers system, according to MLB.com, the 0-1. Is outside. 1-1.
Responsible for the only run last night, a solo shot off of Alex Santos.
Train whistling by as the 1-1 comes home, and Perez bounces it foul. Fastball, slider, changeup for Beozo. That fastball for him really is not going to touch any higher than 92-91, but kind of like Dalen Miley, he likes to use heavy off-speed. Slider, changeup, and get the timing off of those hitters at the plate. 1-2 pitch is up and away. 89-mile-per-hour fastball, and it's 2-2 on Perez. Beozo going an inning and two-thirds his last time out, giving up 4 runs, but just 2 earned due to some fielding errors behind him on the road in Kannapolis on July 23rd. It was 6 days ago on the Saturday night ball game coming out of the All-Star break. Full count now on Perez. The wind-and delivery is a high breaking ball. Called strike three. Down he goes. Brian Laws, the home plate umpire, rings him up. Perez back to the dugout. It brings Eduardo Garcia to the plate. Colin, you have the rest of the Fayetteville defense for us tonight.
Yeah, the Woodpeckers coming off a clean sheet in yesterday's victory. Freddy Guillamo back behind the plate doing the catching for Beozo. Justin Williams at first. Yuris Ramirez, the second baseman. Leo's Danny Molina at short. And Tyler Whitaker is at third. First pitch to Garcia, called on the outside corner for a strike. Victor Mascai out in left field today. Logan Cerny, the center fielder, and Jose Alvarez in right for Joe Thon.
An 0-1 pitch is popped up and back into the screen by Eduardo Garcia. Nothing and two quickly on the Carolina three hitter. Eduardo Garcia, fourth in the league this year with 87 base hits. And he's right atop the team for the Mudcats. Garcia, 266 hitter. He's played in 80 games this year. Slider down to the dirt and missed by plenty. Waste pitch by Beozo, and it's a 1-2 count on Garcia. He, like Hedbert Perez, is a top 15 prospect in the Brewers system. Slots in at number 12. Looking forward to seeing the new prospect rankings, though, across all of baseball here within the next couple of weeks, with all of the new draft guys entering their systems after signing. 1-2 offering to Garcia is on the outside corner. Called strike three. Got him with a fastball looking. Back-to-back looking strikeouts at a 1-2-3 opening inning for Valente Bayozo. The Woodpeckers grab the bats for the first time when we return. It's Molina, Cerny, and Loperfido to lead it off. We have the rest of the starting lineup as well. In a moment on the other side of this break on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
The place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success.
Segra Stadium is the place to be on Wednesday night all summer long. Every Wednesday home game is Dollar Dog Night at the ballpark. Enjoy $1 Smithfield Foods hot dogs throughout the game and bring your pup to the park for only a dollar as well. The great deals don't stop there. If the Woodpeckers win on Wednesday, so do you. Every fan in attendance will receive a free ticket to a future Wednesday home game. So bring the whole family, including your furry friends, down to Segra Stadium Wednesday night for Dollar Dog Night. Learn more at MILB.com/Fayetteville.
We are just underway in downtown Fayetteville tonight following about a 50-minute rain delay. Valente Bayozo, though, not dampened by the delayed start. 1-2-3 inning. And a couple of strikeouts, both looking to Perez and Garcia to begin his night. And now the Woodpeckers offense steps in for the first time. Leo Stanley Molina, Logan Cerny, and Joey Loperfido ready to lead it off against Carolina right-hander Miguel Segura. And here's first pitch, a fastball down and outside to Molina. 1-0 count. Segura, the 20-year-old from Maracay, Venezuela, pumps a fastball in. It missed outside again to Molina. Two balls and no strikes. Segura comes into tonight with a 2-2 record and a 4.70 ERA. Molina chops one left side to third. Grabbed at the chest by Vargas. A casual throw to first was a little low, but dug out by Silva. And there is one gone. Molina retired. Logan Cerny stepping in. 67 and a third total innings this year for Segura. He has given up 54 hits, 38 runs, 35 of them earned, six long balls allowed to go along with 57 walks and 55 strikeouts. And that's the big thing for him. He's trying to get ahead of hitters, but for every strikeout, he's probably going to issue a free base runner as well if things continue to trend the way they have. First start for Segura since July 12th. He's been a reliever last couple times out. Pitch is a changeup in the zone. 1-1 on Logan Cerny. Segura, a tall pitcher. He stands 6'1". That was maybe his signing height. I reckon that he maybe has grown an inch or two more. He looks more like 6'2", 6'3", out there on the mound. 2-1 pitch to Cerny. Slider outside. And it's a 3-1 count on Logan.
Still only 20 years old, so wouldn't be surprised that he grew a couple of inches. Maybe he's a little more fortunate than some people who stopped growing when they turned like 16 years old.
The 3-1. It's a high fastball, and Logan Cerny draws the walk. Yes. Cerny aboard, brings up Joey Loperfido, and Colin has the defensive arrangements behind Segura tonight for the Mudcats.
Jose Cibrian catching back-to-back games. He's behind the plate. Luis Silva at first, Zach Robbie, the second baseman. Eduardo Garcia over at short, and Jeremy Vargas is at third, left to right in the outfield. Oswald Leones, Eduardo Fernandez, and Henry Mendez, the defense for Victor Estevez.
Out of the stretch now, Segura's first pitch to Loperfido is taken upstairs, a 92-mile-per-hour fastball, 1-0. Loperfido back up to the even 300 batting average mark this year, over 80 games in the Carolina League. A couple of two-run home runs yesterday, 4-RBI game. He has 17 doubles, the 9 big flies, 45 driven in. Cerny is on the run. The pitch is a short hopper, and the tag applied by Garcia in time. Cerny is out, trying for his 32nd stolen base of the year.
He didn't get a great jump. He was a little bit slow there when Segura fired home, and I think that was the difference. It wasn't a great throw by Cibrian. In fact, it was behind Garcia who placed the tag, but he reached back, dragged it back, and just able to get Cerny ahead of his slide.
2-0 pitch is called a strike. Mentioned the home plate umpire. That's Brian Laws tonight. He worked the plate on Wednesday in game two. And his umpire mate is Shea Graham, the two-man crew in the black hats, the black polos, and the gray pants. Change-up strike to Joey. That levels the count, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Loperfido gave him the eye, thinking that might have been a little bit low. But really, nobody in the Carolina League hitting better over the last 48 hours than the Duke product, Joey Loperfido. 3 home runs over his last 2 games. Inside fastball sends him leaning out of the way, and it's a full count, 3-2. Segura trying to avoid his second walk. Got a little help, though, from Cibrian, catching Logan Cerny stealing. 3-2 payoff pitch, and Loperfido whacks one deep. Right center field, Fernandez chasing back, gets to the wall. It is off of the top of the wall. Loperfido touches second. He is going to third. Cutoff throw does not arrive. A 2-out triple for Loperfido. And he missed another home run by just a couple of inches.
Like you said, Chappie, who is hotter than Joey Loperfido in the Carolina League right now? That's the same spot that he hit each of his 2 home runs last night. Tagged it out towards that right center field gap and just needed a couple more feet. Banged off the wall, got by Fernandez, who ran it down by the time he got there. With Loperfido's speed, that's an easy 2-out triple.
That's the same spot. He went deep both times last night as well. That right center field alleyway. He has been peppering that section of the ballpark with baseballs, and now Justin Williams with 2 outs, man on third, will try and open the scoring. First pitch, a changeup is high, 1-0.
And if that didn't confirm that he's a fan favorite here in Fayetteville, I mean, how about the crowd reaction after that triple?
Good Friday night crowd filling in after the rain delay. Breaking ball lands in the zone, and it's 1-1 on Justin Williams. Williams hitting .258 and playing in his 36th game of the year. That's how many games he played for the Woodpeckers last season in his debut 2021 year. The pitch is very high, and that sent him looking out of the way. 1 ball and 1 strike on Williams. So this year, Justin Williams at .258 over the 36 games. Last year, over his 36 games, he batted .213. So he's about 50 points higher. This year in the Carolina League, same sample size as last year. 2-1. And Williams fouls it into the netting. But Justin really likes hitting in front of the hometown crowd. He's a .296 hitter at home this season. He's in a 2-ball, 2-strike count. And Segura, after getting hit hard by Loperfido, trying to put up a zero in his opening inning. 2-2 break even. Is high. Williams thought about it, but able to hold the hands. 94 flashing on that left center field video board. The speed reading on the Miguel Segura fastball. Here's the stretch and pitch. Williams strikes out swinging on a breaking ball. A good 3-2 pitch, daring offering by Segura, but he's able to strand Loperfido at third following the 2-out triple. And we're scoreless after one tonight. But Joey Loperfido continues to barrel up baseballs. That's triple number 3 of the year for him. Valente Baiozzo going back to the mound for the second when we come back. You got my heart.
Segra provides Segra Stadium with free public Wi-Fi. Log on now by selecting hashtag GoSegra. Leading off the bottom.
Valente Bayozo returns to the mound. Scoreless game through one. Jose Cibrian, the catcher and cleanup hitter, leads it off. Here's the pitch. Fastball splits the middle. Called strike one on Cibrian. Joey Loprofito tripling with two outs in the bottom of the first inning, but Justin Williams struck out, unable to bring him home. Here's the 0-1, and Cibrian checks the swing. He went too far, says home plate man Brian Laws on a slider down to the dirt. Bayozo quickly ahead, nothing in two. Got back-to-back strikeouts looking of Hedbert Perez and Eduardo Garcia, a couple of top 15 prospects, ending a 1-2-3 first inning. Here's the wind, an 0-2 pitch. A broken bat roller, first base side. Williams charges to the grass, picks up on the fringe, and runs over to first himself to complete the putout. First four batters set down by Bayozo tonight, and it brings up Enrique Fernandez. Well, yeah, uniform-wise tonight for our radio audience, the Woodpeckers are back in the retro threads. That three-tone ball cap, the black backing, white front, red bill, the digital Fayetteville F on the front of the uniform. The retro uni with the white shoulders and the striping detail down the torso. Black belts, the white pants, and the high red socks with those black and white rings for Bayozo. It's a sharp look for him out there on the mound. He goes first pitch off speed. A check swing on a slider to Fernandez, and he went too far. 0-1 count. Bayozo wears a red and black colored glove that really matches the uniform color scheme tonight for the Woodpeckers. I'm thinking he might have got that glove when he learned that he was coming up from the Florida Complex League to pitch for the Woodpeckers for the first time in his career.
It's been an assortment of colors we've seen on the mound from different guys. Of course, one that comes to mind, Brian Salgado in his light blue glove.
A 1-1 offering from Bayozo to Fernandez. And it is called a strike on the inside half of the plate. Fernandez lifted his elbows out of the way of a slider, but couldn't get the call. And he falls behind 1-2. Fernandez called up to the Mudcats on Tuesday. He's 2-for-8 in this series with a double and an RBI. The 1-2 pitch is low. Another slider. Bayozo likes to use that off-speed plenty. But the more he uses the off-speed, the quicker the fastball looks and the more you can use it as a little side to catch the eyes of the hitters and mess with their timing. A fastball is popped out of play. Two balls and two strikes on Eduardo Fernandez. He took over the roster spot of Jackson Chorio, number one overall prospect in the Milwaukee system, one of the best hitters this year in the Carolina League at just 18 years old. He's up to high A Wisconsin, and Fernandez replaces him. Swinging a foul tip that gets a piece of Freddy Guillamo right off the crown of the catcher's mask. And home plate man Brian Laws will give him a moment to gather his bearings. Speaking of getting hit in the mask, hitting the helmet, Jackson Hallmark, he is out of the lineup tonight. Got hit in the back of the helmet yesterday, first batter of the bottom of the first inning. And for precautionary reasons, he was not playing tonight. 2-2 pitch. Is a changeup that misses low. Full count on Fernandez, and fortunately yesterday, Hallmark, after getting hit in the head and being down on the ground for a moment, was able to get up and walk off under his own power. But that's a top-of-the-lineup bat who's been very consistent the last couple of weeks. The Woodpeckers may be without for the rest of this series. Payoff pitch strikes him out swinging. A flailing hack of that one by Fernandez. And Bayozo has three strikeouts over his first five batters tonight.
It's almost like every pitcher that Joe Thon sends out there right now just has great strikeout stuff. Obviously, we saw yesterday with Batista and Santos, and even more of the same in that Wednesday night game. Just everyone right now missing bats against this Carolina Mudcats lineup for Fayetteville.
Here is Zach Robbie, and a slider looked good, but surprisingly called ball one. Base is empty, two gone in the top of the second inning, no score. Bayozo has retired five in a row. Already tied his season high with three strikeouts, and a low breaking ball makes it 2-0. Struck out three his last time out on the road in Kannapolis Saturday night over an inning and two-thirds. He did have to leave that game, though, with the trainer, Eric Braun. Fortunately, nothing major that put him on the injured list. The 2-0 pitch. Fastball, bottom of the zone, called strike one. 2-1 on Zach Robbie. One more strikeout for Bayozo, and it'll be a Carolina League high for him. Infield, outfield, straight up against Robbie, a good opposite field hitter. And a fastball framed on the low inside corner, but Bayozo didn't get the call. 3-1, and it's his first three-ball count so far in this ballgame. Bayozo gets the sign, rocks, and pitches. And a fly ball is struck to left. This is playable for Miss Sky. Takes a step back. Now scampers forward. Two-handed squeeze to the chest. Another 1-2-3 inning for Valente Bayozo. Two perfect frames for him to get the night going. We go to the bottom of the second. It'll be Miss Sky, Whitaker, and Alvarez to face Segura when we return on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Toss. On the mound for the Mudcats, Miguel Segura. Leading off the bottom of the second inning for the Woodpeckers, the left fielder, number 17, Victor Miskai.
Good Friday night crowd in the house tonight at Segura Stadium. We play the bottom of the second inning. No score. Woodpeckers and Mudcats. Victor Miskai, the lefty, hacks through a first pitch fastball from Carolina right-hander Miguel Segura. He gave up a triple to Loperfido in the first, but left him stranded on base on a Williams strikeout. Here's the nothing in one pitch, and Miskai had a hand come off of the bat. His top hand slipped off of the handle, and he cuts through a high fastball in 92. No balls, two strikes on Victor Mizcahy, who has been striking out quite a bit as of late. 8 Ks over his last 3 games played. That one is very high out of the zone. C. Brown had to pop out of the crouch to reel that one in. 1 ball and 2 strikes on Victor. Hasn't quite found it yet since coming back from the concussion protocol in early July. Swings and grounds this one over to first. A backhanded stop by Silva as he goes down to a knee, gets to his feet, and runs over to first. Well, Mizcahy hit that one hard, but Silva made a great play. Playing about straight up at first base, a little bit behind that bag. He slid down to a knee and was able to backhand that one and use the momentum of that baseball to spin around and get over to the bag quickly. A 3-run assisted for Victor Mizcahy. That makes him 2-for-29 now since coming back from the concussion. Tyler Whitaker is up. 19-year-old Astros prospect takes a fastball in the outside corner. 0-1.
That was a heck of a play over there by Silva. We've seen him make a couple of really strong plays at third and brings that to the table at first as well.
Big hack by Whitaker on another fastball that looked really right down the middle, and I think he was just slightly over top of it. Nothing in two on Whitaker. He's batting 168, playing in his 86th Carolina League game. 5 homers, 36 driven in. The 0-2 is slapped away foul. And Segura trying to get Whitaker all with fastballs right now. See if he gives him another one. Whitaker does have a home run in this series. He drilled one, probably his farthest home run of the year, over the center field batter's eye on Wednesday night. 2-run shot, 0-2 pitch. Looked close, but maybe a little bit inside. 1-2 on Whitaker.
When he's able to barrel up that ball, he hits it a real long way. You saw Joe Thon working with him in the cage, trying to work on that barrel location, make sure he catches it on the sweet spot.
A check swing on a breaking ball down in the dirt. It kicks away from Cibrian. Whitaker does not run up the line. I don't know if he realized late that that ball got away from Cibrian or he was just disappointed that he struck out, but that'll be the second out of the inning. And now Jose Alvarez, the catcher turned right fielder tonight, is stepping in. Jose Alvarez playing in game number 5 of the season for the Woodpeckers after getting called up to the roster. I should say actually sent from Asheville on the roster in the Kannapolis series. Here's the 1-0 and a swing and a miss by Alvarez. He has been the journeyman this year in the Astros system, whether it's being brought down or being called up. It's been a variety of both for him this year. Here's the 1-1 pitch, and he hits a ground ball out towards second base. It's collected by Robbie, and a casual throw over to first. Ends a 1-2-3 inning for Miguel Segura. No big swings in the bottom of the second for Fayetteville. Mizcahy, Whitaker, and Alvarez go down in order, and we head to the third. Nothing, nothing. Woodpeckers and Mudcats continues from Segura Stadium in a moment.
Fans, we have some groups in attendance this evening. Take a look at the big board, and when you see your name, make some noise to let us know where you're sitting.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad.
I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Valente Beozo. Leading off the top of the third inning for the Mudcats, the left fielder, number 34, Oswell Leonis.
Christmas in July tonight at the ballpark, so there's a lot of Santa hats out in the crowd. We have a scoreless game in the top of the third. Oswell Leonis lead it off against Valente Beozo, the Fayetteville starter. First pitch is off of the outside corner. Just one hit in this ballgame, a low perfido triple. See if we can get a few more while Colin Casey is on the play-by-play for the third and the fourth.
All right, thank you, Andrew. Beozo, six up, six down to begin the ballgame. Breaking ball to Oswell Leonis. Fouled straight back. Leonis on the season. Comes in hitting 197, a pair of home runs, 24 driven in. On base percentage of 282. Seen him in left field the last two nights, was the DH on Wednesday. And he's played in all four games of this series. Sees a changeup right down the middle for a called strike two. Beozo looking for his fourth strikeout of the night, and he gets it on the breaking ball. Swung on and missed. Leonis is retired. Beozo has been picture perfect through the first seven batters of the ball game, one away in the top of the third.
Yeah, two and a third innings in, and Beozo has himself a season high now in Carolina League strikeouts. Four Ks, and he's gotten three on the breaking ball, one with the fastball. Everything working right now in the repertoire, and he's looking even sharper tonight than he did in his debut in Myrtle Beach.
Luis Silva looking to change the fortune of this Mudcats offense. Takes ball one upstairs. They're only able to record three hits in yesterday's game, including the solo shot for Perez that provided the only run. That ball, though, lined into shallow right field, and it will drop for the first hit of the ball game for the Mudcats. Silva had a nice play in the field the last half inning and follows it up with a one-out single.
It's been the story of Beozo's career, though, Colin. Those are the types of hits that opposing lineups have to get against Valente Beozo. With all the off-speed he throws your way, you just have to try and find little gaps in the outfield because he just doesn't give up a lot of hard contact, and he's a good pitcher in these situations with runners on base.
In steps nine-hitter Jeremy Vargas. Beozo having to work from the stretch. Starts off Vargas with a called strike one. Jeremy Vargas hitting 185 on the year. Three home runs and 25 driven in. Playing in his 80th game of the season with Carolina. 0-1. Dips just below the zone. Mentioned, though, just three hits allowed in yesterday's game. That's the first time in the second half of the season that the Woodpeckers have surrendered three hits or less in a ball game. Big swing, and Vargas can't connect one and two. Starting to see that rotation and bullpen go back into the form we saw, especially in the months of May and June, where they were really among the best in the entire league. Beozo with a long pause. The 1-2. Fastball a little in tight. Count now even. Silva not a huge threat to run over at first. He has four stolen bases on the year. Has been caught once. 2-2. Fastball outside, and the count has been run full. First trouble that Beozo's run into after retiring the first seven batters of the ball game, four of them on strikes. Full count offering, and the breaking ball is tagged down the right field line. That will make its way over the office buildings to the right. Went from Nightmare on Hay Street last night to Christmas in July, so covering a couple of major holidays here in this homestand. Runner going, 3-2, check swing, and Vargas held up. Beozo wants an appeal, and Field umpire Shea Graham says he did hold up, confirming the call from Brian Laws. So it ends up being a free base of second for Silva. Vargas up to first, and the bottom of the order getting things going for the Mudcats. They now have two runners on, one out in the third, and leadoff man Henry Mendez to the plate.
Well, Colin, I think Luis Silva had a realistic chance to try and get to third there. He was breaking on that pitch like you mentioned, but he just didn't look to the plate until he got to second base, so he took a slow turn of the bag, realized the ball got away, and then thought twice about going to third.
Mendez, huge cut, comes up empty, strike one. He had a 15-game hit streak snapped in yesterday's game. Put the ball in play all four times, but couldn't find the gap. Still ends up being the longest of the season for Carolina, too shy of the longest in the Carolina League this season, 17. Right now, Mendez focused on trying to drive in the opening run of the ball game with runners at first and second and one out in the top of the third. The pitch, breaking ball, rolled over on the round towards second. Could be two. Ramirez flips to Molina for one. That's all he'll get. It was a slow-forming double play. Ball wasn't hit all that hard, so Ramirez just goes a short way for the sure out. It is Vargas who is retired on the play. Silva up to third, and Mendez reaches on a fielder's choice.
I think the foot slipped out from Urias a little bit over there at second too, Colin. Fortunately, the tarp was on the field for all of the rain, so the infield should be dry tonight, but looked like a spike kind of got loose on Ramirez there and led to a little bit of a high throw.
So the man responsible for the only run last night for Carolina steps in. Hedbert Perez waves at an off-speed and can't connect. Hedbert Perez struck out looking his first time against Valente Beozo. Silva takes his lead down at third. Another big swing, and Perez unable to time up that breaking ball. From the stretch, Beozo comes set. He nods and deals. Runner going at first, chopped foul off to the right side. Mendez looking to swipe it back and put two in scoring position, but he'll head on back to where he came. Eduardo Garcia waiting in the on-deck circle, hoping to get an opportunity. Both teams with just a hit so far. Beozo. Another 0-2. Fastball didn't miss by much. Might have been just above the letters, but packed house here at Segra Stadium begs to differ from home plate umpire Brian Laws. 1-2. Beozo will try to get that punch out pitch once again. Runner going. Line drive on a hop snag by Williams. And he casually strides onto the first base pad, touches it, and the inning is over. So a sharply hit ball, but Perez couldn't find a gap in that Fayetteville infield. Carolina strands a pair of runners at the bottom of the third. Still scoreless from Segra Stadium on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Hi, everyone. Weather feels great. Glad we gave out these hats tonight. It's a little chilly out, right? I'm here with my buddy Jacob. He is a football coach at FSU. Give it up for Jacob. Time for Jacob to guess that Christmas movie. Here's what we're going to do, brother. We're going to turn around. We're going to watch some clips, and we're going to see if you can tell us which Christmas movie we are watching. Let's go.
What's this? What's this? There's color everywhere. What's this? There's white things in the air.
What is it? What's this? Hold on.
I can't believe my eyes. I must be dreaming. Wake up, Jack. This isn't fair.
A lot of lifelines being tossed out.
What's this?
Go ahead and give it. What is it, Jacob? Look, which one is it?
It's A.
He says it's A. Is it? Yes, it is. One for one. All right, here we go.
And what can I get you? Oh, well.
That's easy, right?
Flowers?
It is.
It's C.
It's C. Elf, is he correct? Of course. One more. One more.
You know what you guys are? Nothing but a bunch of sleazy con men in red suits.
Ooh, that's Jim Belushi. That's the governor of California. All right, Christmas Day, Jingle All the Way, or Holiday Rush. Which is it?
It's B, Jingle All the Way.
Jacob says it's B. It is Jingle All the Way. Three for three. Give me a Go Pecker.
Go Pecker!
That's right. Down, buddy.
Back on the mound for the Mudcats, Miguel Segura. Leading off the bottom of the third inning for the Woodpeckers, the second baseman, number 22, Yuris Ramirez.
Yuris Ramirez kicks off the bottom of the third inning, still no score from downtown Fayetteville. Colin Casey alongside Andrew Chapman on this comfortable, suddenly comfortable Friday night. Swing and Ramirez can't connect on the off speed from Miguel Segura. It was a really gross one out there earlier in the afternoon. Temperatures rose to about 100 degrees. Ramirez lays off down and away, but big rainstorm comes through, delays the game. First pitch by about 45 minutes, but definitely some relief for all the fans out here enjoying their Friday night at the ballpark. Ramirez with a swing, and the count is even 2-2. Buck 84, the average on the season for Ramirez. Six home runs and 23 runs driven in. 2-2, a wave and a miss, strike three. Miguel Segura on the other side also having a strong start to the ball game. Gave up a triple to Joey Loperpito in the first inning, but he has calmed down since then, retired each of the last five batters he's faced, and now has three strikeouts on the night.
Yeah, Colin, Valente Bayoz has been pitching great, his strong start, and suddenly you look at the other side of the scorecard, and yeah, Miguel Segura has been just as efficient, giving up the one hard ball to Loperpito, but starting for the first time in a couple of weeks, we weren't sure what we'd get out of him, and he's been solid first time through the order.
Will now face catcher Freddy Guillamo. Swings at the second pitch he sees and lifts it into center field, but Eduardo Fernandez, hardly having to move, makes the catch. And there are two away in the home half of the third. Leo's Danny Molina will try to jumpstart another two-out rally like we saw from Joey Loperpito in the first inning. Molina grounded out, third his first time up. Segura winds and deals. Breaking ball outside. Mayfield trying to even up the series at two games apiece. 1-0, down and outside. Carolina winning each of the first two ball games of the series by scores of 7-3 and 7-5 respectively. 2-0, and Molina sends another one in the air out to center field, and again, Fernandez, just a couple of steps to his left, makes a one-handed catch, and the side is retired in order. So Miguel Segura has all of a sudden retired each of the last seven he's faced. On to the fourth, still no score from downtown Fayetteville.
Courtesy of Blanton's. Call Blanton's for all your air conditioning, plumbing, and electrical needs. I see you. Show us those tumblers. So cool. Someday you'll pay the price. I know. I've seen it before. It happens all the time. You're closing the door. You leave the world behind. You're digging for gold. You're throwing away a fortune and feelings. But someday you'll pay. Fans, if you donated to our Toys for Tots drive, be sure to check your text messages to see if you're the winner. We deeply appreciate your commitment to the children of our community. We could not do it without you. You are paradise, but someday you'll pay the price. on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Valente Beozo. Leading off the top of the fourth inning for the Mudcats, the shortstop, number 13, Eduardo Garcia.
It's the heart of the lineup for the Carolina Mudcats. Eduardo Garcia followed by Jose Cibrian and Eduardo Fernandez due up in the top of the fourth. Nothing, nothing our score. Lente Beozo back out on the mound. First pitch he throws is sent in the air towards left center field. Victor Mascai coming over. He's called off by Logan Cerny.
That's
makes
out
the grab for out number one. One pitch, one out against Garcia. Now it's up to Jose Cibrian to get the ball rolling for a Carolina Mudcats offense that has suddenly been stifled by this Fayetteville pitching staff, scoring just one run over the past 12 innings. Beozo starts off Cibrian with a breaking ball over for a strike.
Yeah, the Woodpeckers really did win the 7th, 8th, 9th inning on Wednesday night. And they've been the better team in this series ever since, closing out that ball game strong despite the loss.
Cibrian way out in front of a breaking ball in the dirt. This will be pitch number 51 for Beozo. 61 was the mark he hit in his first start of the season against Myrtle Beach. Cibrian late on the fastball, sends it foul off to the right. So we'll see if he goes far beyond that 61 pitch threshold, although he's coming off of a season he missed due to injury last year, so wonder if manager Joe Thon, pitching coach John Kovalik want to take it a little slow with him, and this being just his third appearance this season with the Woodpeckers. Cibrian chases one high, gets a piece of it, but Quilamo hangs on to it. Strikeout for the second out of the inning. Makes five on the night so far for Beozo. His previous high came in his last appearance against Kannapolis. It was three. Already setting that mark, that new high mark, early in tonight's going. And he starts off Eduardo Fernandez with a called strike. Fernandez went down swinging his first time up against Beozo. Breaking ball, check swing, looked like he might have gone around, but on the appeal, Shea Graham over at first says that Fernandez held up. Diozo's 1-1. Low and hair inside. Woodpeckers still 8.5 games back in the South Division race. Kannapolis, the division leader, was able to pick up a win yesterday against the Columbia Fireflies. Called strike two. Fernandez not a fan of that one. Columbia now a game and a half back of Kannapolis at 15-11. Those two again playing tonight out in Kannapolis. Chopper foul off the bat of Fernandez. But a big upcoming three games, including tonight for Fayetteville, if they want to kind of hang tight in that battle for that second half title. Ground ball, left side, past the dive of Molina into left field for a two-out single. So Marky Fernandez able to sneak one past the diving shortstop. Maybe a two-out rally for the Mudcats as they try to score the first run of the ball game.
Fernandez is a third hit now of this series for the Mudcats. And look, there's no replacing Jackson Chorio, but Eduardo Fernandez might be a guy that helps Carolina sustain an identity in a way. And if he can put together good at-bats like he has this week in the middle of the order, he'll fit in just fine to this group.
Zach Robbie takes ball one outside, and he really does kind of mirror Chorio a lot and what he brings to the table. We've seen him steal a couple of bases in the early going. Ball jumps off his bat, plays a strong defensive center field. Swing by Robbie, it's 1-1. So at the very least, you're seeing a lot of those similar tools to a guy like Chorio, who's quickly become a top 40 prospect in all of baseball with Milwaukee. 1-1, Fernandez is running. Robbie swings and misses. Throw down by Alvarez. It is high. Tag late from Ramirez. He thought Fernandez might have overslid the bag, but he keeps his hand on. Picks up his now third stolen base in as many games. One ball, two strikes, and a runner in scoring position with two down. Deozo fires, and a breaking ball spoiled by Robbie. Jack Robbie 0-for-1 with a flyout to left field that ended the top of the second. Robbie now hitting 226 on the air, still looking for home run number one. It's driven in 21, and time is granted to the batter. Fernandez takes his lead off of second. Ramirez slightly holding him on. Pitch down and away. Count even. Good to see a nice crowd braving the early storm coming on out. Always a pleasure to broadcast games on a Friday night in Fayetteville with the Woodpeckers faithful on hand. 2-2. Down and away, ball three, and also a shout out to the grounds crew. Excellent job getting this field ready in pretty efficient time. For a while, I didn't think we'd be able to start this game before 8 o'clock, and we were all ready to go at 7:50. Alpha Jones and his staff always doing a fantastic job down here in Fayetteville. 3-2, breaking ball laid off by Robbie for ball four. That ends up being the second walk surrendered by Deozo. That puts runners at first and second with two away in the inning. Oswald Leone steps in. I wonder if right now the goal for Deozo is just to wrap up this fourth inning and call it, as pitching coach John Kovalik heading out to the mound to talk with his right-hander. And if that's the case, I mean, still a really successful home debut for Deozo if this does end up being it for him. There's a right-hander getting loose in the Fayetteville bullpen.
I know Miguel Ulloa, Colin, is scheduled to pitch at some point tonight as the trailer to Deozo, but I think they want to try and get Valente through four. If not him, then they might go to a bridge. Might be Jacob DeLabio out there, I believe it is, warming up.
I think you're right. I did see a three out there on the back of the uniform.
Maybe not. If it's a three, it's probably not.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Probably not DeLabio. He's 43. Maybe Reyna?
It's possible. We're talking about two guys that don't have the best eyesight, though, here from the broadcast.
Both got our glasses on.
Leones with a big swing. Can't connect. He struck out his first time up facing Deozo. Pitch number 67 on the way. The righty deals. Fastball, called strike two. So wonder if that conversation with Kovalik might be the solution to getting out of this inning. Fernandez at second, Robbie at first. No score. An 0-2 count, the pitch in the dirt. Now 1-2 with two away. Carolina trying to get back to 500 on the second half. A loss would actually put them at 500 on the season at 47-46 coming into tonight's ball game. Six games back in the second half standings up in the North Division. 1-2, swing and a miss, strike three. Leones down on strikes for the second time. And that will do it for the top of the fourth. Once again, Carolina strands a pair of runners on base. Four scoreless innings for Valente Deozo in his Woodpeckers home debut. on to the bottom half. Nothing, Segra Stadium on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Doug has our birthday guest down on the dugout. Take it away, DP.
There is no better place to celebrate a birthday right here at Christmas in July with Segra, and no better person to celebrate with than Santa Claus himself. Santa, take it away.
I need everyone to help me sing happy birthday to Junior. All right. Ho, 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 ho. 3, 2, 1. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Junior. Happy birthday to you.
Give me a go, Packers, Junior.
Go, Packers!
That's right.
There's not a better place to take in your birthday than at a Woodpeckers game. All birthday parties come with a birthday cake courtesy of Bernie's Sweets and More. Contact the Woodpeckers front office to schedule your birthday right here at Segra Stadium. On the mound for the Mudcats, Miguel Segura. Leading off the bottom of the fourth inning for the Woodpeckers, the center fielder, number one, Logan Cerny.
Home half of inning number four, Logan Cerny will lead things off, takes ball one from Miguel Segura, who has given up just one hit over three innings, as well as a walk, and has held this Woodpeckers offense scoreless. Check swing, and Cerny unable to hold up. Been a bit of a quiet series so far for Logan. Did have a single and a double a couple of nights ago. That's really been it so far for the center fielder from Georgia. Called strike two. And Cerny initially from the Philadelphia Phillies organization before being traded over. Attended Troy out in Alabama. And has certainly found a home here in Fayetteville. The 1-2 fastball. Called strike three, outside corner. Good spot from Segura, and he freezes Cerny for his fourth strikeout of the night. One down. Great location again from Segura, keeping the ball away. We saw Steven Cruz early in yesterday's game against Cerny pitch away against him, and you wonder if that's the game plan right now for this Carolina pitching staff, is to keep the ball away from the inner half of Cerny. Joey Loperfido takes ball one inside. Right now, I don't think there's a safe spot to throw any pitch to Joey Loperfido, and that right there is why. Lined into right field for a base hit, and Loperfido is 2 for 2. He follows up the triple in the first with a one-out single in the fourth.
Yeah, you said it, Colin. Right now, I think the scouting report for Loperfido is just to throw him junk outside of the strike zone, breaking balls below the zone, see if you can get him to chase. If not, you walk him. Surprised to see Segura challenge him with a fastball that was left a little bit over the middle. And with the way Loperfido is hitting right now, Segura has to be fortunate. That was just a single.
Infield at double play depth with Justin Williams stepping in. Segura misses downstairs with a fastball. Williams, a strikeout victim his first trip. Homered in the opener on Tuesday night of the series. Segura with a long look in and a throw over on Loperfido, who does have 27 stolen bases this season, just four behind Logan Cerny for the team lead. Had one yesterday as a solid gap between himself and first base right now. Second pitch of the at-bat, outside corner, 1-1. And after final three games of this series, Fayetteville will head on the road and leave North Carolina for the last time in the regular season, going up to Salem, Virginia to take on the Red Sox. Same spot from Segura, and it's 1-2. A couple of top prospects in the Boston Red Sox system still with Salem. Marcelo Meyer for the time being, as well as Blaze Jordan, who's had a heck of a year in the Carolina League. Loperfido on the move, swung on and missed, strike three. Loperfido slides, and he's just in time at the bag ahead of Robbie's tag for his 28th stolen base of the season. So Williams goes down on strikes for out number two, but Loperfido is in scoring position.
Well, you always run a risk when you run on these Carolina Mudcats, even though they don't have Jefferson Kirill for what seems like the rest of this series. This is still one of the best teams, in fact, the best team in the minor league at catching base runners. 67 caught runners now after they threw out Cerny in the first. They're throwing out about 34% of their runners, but Loperfido, one of the successful few.
Victor Mizquei watches ball one. Mizquei hit a rocket over to third his first trip, but nice play made by first baseman Luis Silva. The 1-0, check swing, Mizquei can't hold up. Been quite some time since he's visited Healy's Bar. We saw earlier in the season a couple of rockets off the bat of Victor Mizquei. Does he have another one in him tonight? The 1-1. Another check swing and a ball in the dirt. It gets away. Loperfido jogs on to third. Zebrion simply couldn't find the ball, was looking around, but it ended up behind him. Goes in the books as a wild pitch. Loperfido 90 feet away from scoring the game's opening run.
Those have to be such disorienting pitches for a catcher to deal with. You shed the mask, you feel like you're looking in every single direction, and the ball just pulled off a disappearing trick on you. But Cibrian didn't look up that first baseline. Fortunately, his pitcher ran forward to back him up.
Segura with the 2-run. Fastball challenge pitch at 94 up and in. Mizquei can't get his hands around in time. Strike two. Both teams with a pair of hits so far, and Joey Loperfido with both hits so far tonight for Fayetteville. Grounder towards second, backhanded by Robbie, throws on to Silva, and the inning is over. Mizquei slamming his helmet in disgust. And so Loperfido is stranded at third once again to end the inning. Second time tonight he's been at third, but could not come across to score. On to the fifth, nothing, nothing from Segra Stadium on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Packers, year in and year out. Every game this season, we'll randomly select one lucky season ticket holder to be our Hutchins High Performance Season Ticket Holder of the Game. This individual will take home a prize courtesy of Hutchins Law Firm. Tonight's High Performance Season Ticket Holder of the Game is the Hinton family. Congratulations.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas. And when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Ho, ho, the mistletoe hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you. Kiss her once for me.
Fans, this Woodpeckers pitching change is brought to you by Coldwell Banker. Entering the game for the Woodpeckers, number 45, Miguel Uyola.
Drop, 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 drop.
Leading off the top of the fifth inning for the Mudcats, the first baseman, number 3, Luis Silva.
Miguel Ulloa takes over on the mound for Valente Belloso, head of the top of the fifth. Still no score from Fayetteville, and for the play-by-play, here's the voice of the Woodpeckers, Andrew Chapman.
Thank you, Colin. A pinpoint fastball from Miguel Ulloa. That mid-90s featured in his arsenal, along with the curveball, slider, and changeup. And now you go from finesse man Valente Belloso to the heat of Ulloa. Could be tricky for the timing of these Carolina hitters. Pitch high to Silva. It is 1-1. Miguel Ulloa has some great numbers this year in the Carolina League. 1-0 record, 2.51 ERA over 14 games and 8 starts. That one was very high at 95. Got away from Ulloa. 2-1 on Silva. 43 innings of work this year for Miguel. He has given up 12 earned runs, 2 home runs, 27 walks, 64 strikeouts over his 43 innings. Great strikeout rate and a swing on a high fastball. All heat right now from Miguel. He is not a top 30 prospect yet for the Houston Astros, but it's only a matter of time. When you look at the stuff he has, the numbers he's put up as a 19-year-old turned 20-year-old in this league, first time pitching in the States at the full season level. Fastball on the corner. Down you go. Luis Silva caught looking. And Fayetteville pitching has already struck out 7 hitters over 4 1/3 tonight. Continues the stretch from the last couple of nights. 18 Ks on Wednesday, 16 yesterday between Bautista and Santos. Here's the 9-hitter Jeremy Vargas for the second time. He reached on a walk and was forced out on a fielder's choice in the third. Out of the stretch, Ulloa delivers a fastball called strike one.
Yeah, especially the last couple of weeks for Ulloa. I mean, look at the month of July for him. A 1-0 record with a .75 earned run average over 3 games.
Here is the next pitch, and it's a changeup from Miguel. A little bit low. That didn't look too far off of where the last pitch was. 1-1. Base is empty. No score in this top of the fifth. Infield straight up on Vargas. The pitch home is low. 2-1.
Opponents are just hitting .119 against him in July. So it seems like right now the way things have gone, if you get a hit off of Miguel Ulloa, might as well keep the baseball.
Not much better overall in the season. Just a .154 opponent average. Fastball up and outside. 96 flashing on the left center field video board, and you get it up to 96, they start putting flames around the numbers because you're hitting a new threshold.
Seen a couple of guys hit the triple digit mark on the board, and then that's when the fire really starts coming in that graphic.
The pitch to Vargas is on the inner corner, called strike two. Now a full count on the Carolina 9-hitter, Henry Mendez, leadoff man. And the hottest hitter right now for the Mudcats, he stands on deck. Edward Perez in the hole. Ulloa, the shoulder-high set, left leg kick, pitch. It is upstairs for ball four. Walk follows the strikeout. And Jeremy Vargas doesn't have a recorded at bat yet tonight, but he's now reached twice on a pair of free passes.
That's a good way to get yourself up in the order out of that nine hole. Keep having patient, selective plate appearances. Works the count full on Ulloa. Wanted that fastball to hit. He ended up getting it, but it was high. Laid it off and just trying to get on base in a scoreless ball game.
So here is the left-hander, Henry Mendez. Pickoff throw to first, close, but Vargas dives back in. Dirties up the front of that red Mudcats uniform and got the right hand back into the bag. Henry Mendez has been retired in each of his last 6 at-bats going back to yesterday. That's tough to do against a guy that hit in 15 straight games. Fastball strike on the outer corner. Good one. 0-1. Mendez with 28 hits over his previous 19 games before tonight. Just over a .360 hitter in the month of July. The pitch home. Ground ball. This is hit to second. Ramirez to his right. He gloves. No play at second. Goes to first and gets the sure out. Number 2 of the fifth inning. And Vargas over to second base. Ramirez had a little bit of a run to get to that ball. He had to circle around it, moving to his right and a little bit forward. And by the time he picked it up with that right hand, just didn't have enough time to shift around his momentum and go to second. So a wise play there. Ramirez didn't even bother to give it a look. Just went right to first. And Remendez 0-for-3 following his 0-for-4 yesterday.
Just smart defense so far in this ball game. We saw Ramirez go to second, get that easy out on the force out. Molina didn't want to force a return throw to first on a play that wasn't to be made. And once again, Ramirez making the right decision, just going the short way to first.
Hedbert Perez in an 0-1 count as a breaking ball seeks its way into the strike zone, and it's zone one. The Carolina leading home run hitter. 12 big flies on the year, a solo shot yesterday that he hit way out to right field. The pitch home. A check swing on a low slider. The appeal? No, he didn't, says Shea Graham. 1-1. It was one of those home runs that Perez got to admire a bit. It stayed along the right field line the whole way. It was up above the foul pole by the time it got over the wall, and it went out all the way out there to the picnic area where the cornhole boards are placed. The 1-1. Up and in. A close shave for Hedbert Perez. Two balls and one strike. Perez tonight 0-for-2, a strikeout looking against Bayozo in the first and a ground out to Williams in the third. And a bouncing ball in front of the plate, a block by Guillamo, throw up the third baseline. It is not in time to get Vargas going to third. Not a stolen base. I think Vargas had to good instincts and broke towards third the second that ball was spiked into the dirt in front of home plate.
It was a nice block from Freddie, and he kept it in front of him. Didn't get too far away from him, but Vargas, like you said, good instincts. Second that ball hit the ground, he took off and just able to get in safely.
The pitch to Perez is called strike two. He was ready to flip aside the bat. Instead, it'll now be a full count on the Carolina left-handed hitter. Perez is just 1-for-13 this week at the plate. His lone hit, the solo home run. Payoff pitch by Uyola is called strike three on the outside corner. Pumps in the fastball, and Uyola strands a man down on third. That has been the theme for both sides tonight. Each side has left two runners aboard third base tonight, and it is still scoreless halfway through our contest at Zegra Stadium. We're back next for the bottom of the fifth.
Packers, welcome to the Village Baptist Church Villagers. Thank you for joining us tonight. Make some noise. It's that special time of year with that special someone. Take a look at the video board for the ERA Strother Real Estate Mistletoe Cam. Mistletoe. Gathering around mistletoe. On the mound for the Mudcats, Miguel Segura. Leading off the bottom of the fifth inning for the Woodpeckers, the third baseman, number 8, Tyler Whitaker.
Bottom of the fifth, Miguel Segura, the Carolina starter, back out there for another inning in a scoreless game. And his first pitch to Leadoff man Tyler Whitaker misses up above the zone for a ball one. Whitaker struck out swinging in the second inning. One of five strikeouts tonight for Segura through four. Getaway fastball very high over the reach of Cibrian and all the way to the backstop. That'll even it. Make it a 2-0 count, rather, on Whitaker. Jose Alvarez and Yuris Ramirez will follow. This is the sixth through eight of the order, batting for a second time. Big hack by Witt, and he comes up empty on a fastball. Pitch number 60 of the night for Miguel Segura. And he's trying to complete five innings. The pitch to Whitaker, swing and a miss at a high heater. Would be just the second time this season that Segura has gone five innings. He did it on July 13th. I mean, July 12th, rather, when Segura went a five complete.
He's no stranger to throwing a lot of pitches, though. Season high 95 on May 26th against Kannapolis.
And he strikes out Whitaker for his second time. A high fastball gets him. Whitaker goes to 0-4-2. And now here comes Jose Alvarez. The Woodpeckers have had just three base runners tonight against Miguel Segura, and two of them have been Joey Loperfido on a 2-for-2 night with a triple and a single. Both times he's been aboard in the first and the fourth. He was left on third base. The pitch to Alvarez popped up. Out of play it goes, 0-1 on the Woodpeckers' right fielder. The other base runner was Logan Cerny, who drew a walk in the first and got caught stealing down at second base. Here's the wind and 0-1 to Alvarez. Very high shoulder level heat. It is 1-1. Alvarez grounded out to Zach Robbie over at second base on a routine bouncer in the second. Pitch. Slider down and outside by Segura. And those five innings, though, that Segura pitched his last time, that was against Delmarva at Five County Stadium. It was not nearly as efficient as tonight. He gave up seven hits over that game and three earned runs, along with a home run. Alvarez leans out of the way of an up-and-in fastball. Three balls and one strike. So if he can complete five scoreless tonight, it'll be the first time he's done that all year long. And here's a foul ball that got hit just off of the inside of Alvarez's left foot.
Closest he's come, he went 4 2/3 scoreless in that outing where he threw 95 pitches against Kannapolis. Far more efficient, though, so far tonight.
His wind and payoff pitch is hit deep, opposite way to right. Mendez going back. He looks up, out of here, into Healy's bar. This round is on Alvarez, and he has opened up the scoring tonight with a solo shot. It's 1-0 Fayetteville in the bottom of the fifth.
Good to see him pick up his first home run in a Woodpeckers uniform. Just put a charge into it the other way. Segura's first real mistake since that triple from Loperfido. Just went the other way with that pitch. It's been a problem this year for Carolina coming in tonight. Second most home runs as a staff surrendered in the Carolina League this season.
Shutout no more for Segura. Jose Alvarez, who's had himself a very good start to his Carolina League campaign, picks up another base hit. That's his sixth hit over his first five games in Woodpeckers uniform this year. Yuris Ramirez in a 0-2 count. Fastball elevated. And it is 1-2.
This power really coming back in a big way for Fayetteville, because they're back in the lead in the entire league in home runs this season.
Ramirez just barely able to catch up to a fastball. Foul it off. Keep it at one ball and two strikes. Ramirez 0-for-1 tonight. Struck out swinging against Segura back in the third. Went down on a high fastball. The 1-2 pitch again. And Ramirez grounds this one past the reach of Garcia. It's short. And it rolls into left field. A single follows the home run. And another base runner on for the Woodpeckers. Yuris Ramirez has his first hit of this series.
It looks like that fifth shutout inning continuing to escape Miguel Segura. Working so strong through 4 1/3. The one mistake to Alvarez, and now Ramirez putting a good swing on the ball, sneaking it through the left side. got some speed to get on base, and this Fayetteville offense just looking more and more well-rounded as this series has gone on.
Ramirez had a good game in Kannapolis last weekend, a three-hit game coming out of the All-Star break, but had gone a little bit cold in the return home, a combined 0-for-8 with five strikeouts. We'll see if that can get him going. One out base runner for Freddie Guillamo, the nine-hitter and catcher. First pitch is slapped back and out of play. Nothing and one on Freddie. He timed up a fastball back in the third and hit one deep on a fly out into center field, but he was tracked down by Fernandez. Middle infield of Robbie at second, Garcia at short, double play depth. Segura peeking over to that left shoulder, a bluff steal at first, and Guillamo swings over a breaking ball. 0-2. 75th pitch for Miguel Segura. The Carolina bullpen has some guys mingling over near the mound. And there is a right-hander up and loosening. Ramirez is on the move. He had a late break. Throw down is in time. He almost was able to swim around the tag of Zach Robbie. That throw beat Ramirez to the bag by about 15 feet. It was a late break. I think that might have been a designed hit and run because Urias almost didn't look like he was running as hard as he could have. Maybe he knew he had a late break and kind of knew his fate. 1-2 pitch to Guillamo. Swing and a miss, and down he goes. Well, the script quickly turns for Miguel Segura after the home run. Gets some help from his catcher. Strikes out Guillamo to end the fifth inning. But in a low-scoring game tonight, maybe a solo home run can be the difference. The first of the 2022 season in a Woodpeckers uniform for Jose Alvarez. And it's 1-0 Peckers after 5 tonight at Segra Stadium. We're back next for the sixth.
1967 for the Warrant Officer Rotary Wing Flight Program. He served two tours in Vietnam, earning a Distinguished Flying Cross, two Bronze Stars, 22 Air Medals, and one Air Medal for Valor. He retired at Fort Bragg after 22 and a half years as a Chief Warrant Officer 4 and Master Army Aviator. He and his wife recently celebrated 55 years of marriage. They share three children, nine grandchildren, and are expecting their first great-grandchild any day now. Fans, let's hear it for tonight's Methodist University hometown hero, Chief Warrant Officer 4, John Horvath. Thank you for your service.
From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, where there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say,
on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Miguel Uyola.
I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free.
Leading off the top of the sixth inning for the Mudcats, the shortstop, number 13, Eduardo Garcia.
Miguel Uyola now carries a 1-0 advantage into the top of the sixth inning. He faces the heart of the Mudcats order. 3-4-5, Eduardo Garcia leads it off, and the Carolina shortstop swings underneath a high fastball at 92, and it's 0-1. Garcia has struck out and flat out to center, an 0-for-2 day. The pitch pops it up, back of home, that's over the net. No balls and two strikes on Garcia. Cibrian and then Eduardo Fernandez, these meat-of-the-order hitters, are a combined 1-for-6 tonight. All of them face Uyola now for the first time after Valente Bayozo started it tonight with four scoreless. The pitch is called strike three, outside corner. And the velocity is locked in tonight for Uyola. Got Hedbert Perez looking at a fastball strike three to end the fifth. And starts out the sixth with a backwards K as well. Here comes Jose Cibrian to bat.
Well, love seeing that fastball get stronger and stronger for Uyola, consistently in the upper 90s. He's been able to locate it well, too.
A little bit of a knee bender there to Cibrian, but a miss just inside. That was the first pitch slider for Uyola, pitching backwards. Want to know count the offer down in the dirt. I think that can be effective for Miguel, starting at bats with the slider. You get that on-deck hitter thinking a little bit. Even before he steps to the plate, his buddy in front of him goes down looking at 93-mile-per-hour paint, and you kind of step up to the plate thinking, all right, I'm ready for the fastball, and then Uyola goes slider on you. 2-0. Cibrian, a little late getting to it, fouls it off. That was the fastball that time at 92. Two balls and one strike. Cibrian 0 for 2. A ground out to first base and also a strikeout swinging. One of six for Bayelzo. Great night for him. Four innings, two hits, no runs, two walks, six strikeouts, 69 pitches, and 45 strikes. 2-1 is high and away. Three balls and a strike on Jose Cibrian. Now 1 for 7 on the week. Lone base hit is a single. He has reached on a walk as well. At the chest, Uyola fires, and a ground ball is hit out towards short. Molina charges, collects with one hand, throws on the run, and it's pinpoint for out number two.
See how excited that Molina was for that ball getting hit to him. Seems like he just loves playing that shortstop position. Big reason why he's been there for over 70 games this season. Hard hit ball, he was tapping that glove the whole way, ready to pick it up, and just so smooth every time he's charging towards that infield grass, and of course, making the perfect throw to Williams.
The new hitter is Eduardo Fernandez. Base is empty, two outs. In the top of the sixth, the Woodpeckers lead this game 1-0. And a fastball misses up and away. Actually, no, called a strike. Right on that high outside corner. 0-1. Fernandez with a single, one of the two Carolina hits. Getaway slider runs to the backstop. 1-1. Fernandez, originally from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic, international free agent signing in 2018 by the Brewers, takes a big rip, and on the backswing, he clipped Freddy Guillamo. Freddy's okay, but Brian Laws will take a moment to dust off the plate.
He nearly threw his back out. He swung out of his shoes that hard. Thing with that fastball from Uyola, comes in. Even if it's over the plate, you feel like you're ready to hit it. Sometimes just gets by you that quickly. That's how hard it is.
A 1-2. Strikes him out swinging. Fastball right down the gut. And four strikeouts over the first two innings for Miguel Uyola. The fastball is electric tonight. And Miguel Uyola enjoying his 1-0 lead as we go to the bottom of the sixth inning next on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
To save Christmas, Double Play Tug has our races down on the field. Take it away, DP.
Santa Claus is here. He's recruiting elves. He needs really fast elves, or we're not going to have a Christmas. So we're going to find out who the fastest elves are. I got Javi. I got Chase. You guys are running down to your buddies, and we're going to finish all the way over there. Are you guys ready? In 3, 2, 1, go. Come on, guys. Santa needs fast elves. Things have to happen quickly on Christmas. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Javi tags his little brother. Man, that kid is fast. He wasn't lying. We're almost there. We're almost there. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, it's the big kids. Santa, are you watching? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We've saved Christmas. We found the fastest elves in the park. Go Packers!
Fans, this Mudcats pitching change is brought to you by the North Carolina Education Lottery. Entering the game for the Mudcats, number 49, Edwin Jimenez. Head down,
Leading off the bottom of the sixth inning for the Woodpeckers, the shortstop, number 12, Leos Danny Molina.
Leos Danny Molina, the leadoff hitter in the home sixth inning. And he is caught out in front on a first pitch breaking ball by New Carolina right-handed pitcher. Emerging from the bullpen is Edwin Jimenez. He takes over for the starter, Miguel Segura. Breaking ball wrapped foul by Molina, and it's nothing and two. Leo Cerny, and then Lo Perfido. 1-2 and three. Top of the lineup card to greet Jimenez into this game. The pitch. Another breaking ball. He triples up on the off speed and just barely fouled off the end of the bat. Leo Stanley Molina is 0 for 2 with a ground out to short. They make it to third base and also a fly out to straight up center field. Final line tonight for Miguel Segura has him at 5 innings, 4 hits, an earned run, 1 walk, 7 strikeouts. Pitched well. Low scoring game though. We'll see if one run is enough. Miguel Oyola certainly locked in over 2 scoreless innings of relief. He's already struck out 4 Mudcats out of the bullpen. Another foul off, another 0-2 pitch from Jimenez. And he finally gets Molina swinging, but this breaking ball bounces away from Cibriani, goes partway up the third baseline, collects and throws to first on the fair side of that chalk line and retires Molina. Strikeout with a 2-3 put out.
Going up against now the one of the more experienced arms in the entire Carolina League, Edwin Jimenez, tied for fourth in the league coming into tonight, 81 in a third innings pitch. So he has been around the block this season with Carolina Mudcats.
And Cerny has to scoot out of the way of a first pitch fastball. Logan tonight has drawn a walk, been caught stealing, and struck out looking against Segura in the fourth. He's 0 for 1. Pitch is low. Two ball count on Cerny. Right now, the name of the game is get a base runner on for Joey Lo Perfido standing on deck. 2-0 pitch. And inside again with a changeup. A lot of off speed by Jimenez, who carries a 3-4 record, 4.43 ERA. Only the seventh time he's relieved in a game this year. Wind and pitch. Takes side on. That's ball four. A fastball that caused Cerny to clutch the hands to the chest. Missed inside. Second walk tonight for Cerny. He's the only Fayetteville batter who has walked, and he's done so multiple times.
It's great to see him drawing more and more walks. That's now three over the last two games. Very selective approach. While the home runs have kind of gone away the last couple of games, when you're that selective, eventually pitcher's going to start to attack you, and that's when those home runs are going to start coming back in full force.
Let's see if Cerny is willing to roll the dice again down there at first. Not running. First pitch called a strike on the outside corner. Change up to Lo Perfido. Cerny got nabbed going to second in the first inning. And Cibrian has thrown out 2 of 3 Fayetteville runners tonight. The pitch. Lo Perfido hacks it a fastball. That was maybe a little high on the outer portion of the plate. Lo Perfido has pulled a couple of base hits tonight. Triple off the right center field wall in the first, a single into straight up right in the fourth. The high set by Jimenez comes down to the belt, kicks and throws, and Lo Perfido got a piece of an elevated fastball, 91, fouls it into the net. Stays at nothing and two.
He's just been getting a bat on pretty much anything near the strike zone. Couple of pitches high and still swinging like a guy looking for his sixth extra base hit over the past three games.
He has 9 extra base hits now in the month of July. With his triple, that's the most in any month this year. Cerny off of first, the 0-2 is down and away. Change up. 1-2 count on Lo Perfido. There's one away in this home sixth. The Woodpeckers lead 1-0 on the Jose Alvarez solo home run to right in the fifth inning off Miguel Segura. A little bit of a shift on in the infield. Vargas playing towards short off a third. The pitch is high and away. Back to even on Lo Perfido. 2 balls and 2 strikes. And as you'd guess, with all those extra base hits this month, Loperfido has the highest OPS in a single month this year. Came in at 929 OPS in July. That'll be north of 930 now with the triple. Spin and a throw over to first, and that throw gets by Silva. It careens off of the sidewall. Cerny gets to second. He stops there. Might have had a chance to get to third. Zach Robbie, the second baseman, had to run all the way over into foul territory and retrieve that ball near the rain tarp. And even though Cerny didn't seem like he had intentions of trying to swipe a bag, his speed might still have been in the mind of Jimenez enough to cause him to throw over. And he threw errantly. That's going to be an E1, pushing him down to second base.
Yeah, even though he could have possibly made it to third, at the very least, a base hit from Loperfido, and Cerny's got a great chance at scoring a big insurance run.
Still a 2-2 count on Loperfido, man in scoring position. The pitch is just off the outside. Patience rewarding right now for Loperfido. He's gone 0-2 to full.
That's a tough take right there. That breaking ball did not miss by much.
Yeah, you spanned the zone a little bit. Two strikes. Loperfido didn't there. A long look in by Jimenez, and now a step off. Of Loperfido's 9 home runs this year, 6 of them have come with runners on base. Pair of 2-run home runs yesterday. Payoff. And Loperfido pops this one up over our heads in the booth. And he'll keep the battle going. So now the pitch count starting to rack up in this at bat. Loperfido going to see his 8th pitch here from Jimenez.
This would already be the 17th of the inning. Still with only one out.
Cerny on second. Garcia, the shortstop, holding him close. Tapping that mitt. The pitch to Loperfido. Misses up and outside. Another walk given up by Jimenez. An 8-pitch walk to Loperfido. Even when he's not crushing balls into the alleyways, he's putting together competitive at-bats. Makes Jimenez sweat, and he gets on. 2 runners on base. Justin Williams coming to the plate.
Might not have been an extra base hit, but that might be more impressive than any extra base hit we've seen from Joey Loperfido lately. Just the ability to work back into that at-bat and draw a walk. Just such a veteran presence at the plate right now over the past few games.
Double steal. Throw goes down to second. Robbie late getting the tag down on Loperfido, and everybody's safe. Cerny to third. Loperfido to second base. Joey has his second stolen bag tonight. Now 26 of them on the year. Actually make it 29 for Joey now. And Logan Cerny comes up with stolen bag number 32. Base hit here from Justin Williams, and you're probably looking at a 3-0 ball game. 1-0 the count. Williams has struck out twice tonight, a chance to completely turn his night around here. The throw is a high breaking ball. Lead strike call by Brian Laws. 1-1.
Interesting setup for the Carolina infield right now. The left side is pretty far in. Zach Robbie, though, playing a little bit back at second, as well as Luis Silva playing well off the line at first.
Here's the 1-1. And a tight swing there by Williams. It looked like it jammed him a little bit, and he just barely made contact with that baseball. So falls behind 1-2. Yeah, infield playing very shallow, but not quite all the way in. Everybody with their feet on the shallow dirt right now. Victor Mascai and his powerful bat stand on deck. Edwin Jimenez in some trouble coming out of the bullpen here in the sixth. Leg kick and pitch. And Williams skyrockets this one into shallow left field. Leones coming forward. Vargas going out. Leones makes the catch. And that ball's too shallow for Logan Cerny to think about tagging. Everybody holds, and that's out number two. A flyout by Williams drops him to 0 for 3.
That's a frustrating one for Williams. Did his job, or so he thought. Got a ball into the outfield, but just a little too far underneath it. Really shallow one. And even a guy with the speed that Logan Cerny has no shot of scoring from there. So big break for Carolina. They're one out away from getting out of this inning unscathed.
And talk over the situation, they will send pitching coach Drew Thomas out there to the mound to talk over things with everybody. Well, the Astros are playing in Houston tonight. Big league club of these Fayetteville Woodpeckers, and they carry a 4-0 lead over the Seattle Mariners in the top of the fourth inning. Aledmys Diaz hit a home run in that game. Alex Bregman also with a two-run double. And tonight the Astros are putting up runs on the former Cy Young Award winner, who actually was chased out of the game in the third inning. Robbie Ray goes only 2 2/3 tonight, giving up the four earned runs and walked four. So a good performance tonight. Meanwhile, you have Justin Verlander doing his thing. Leading contender for the American League Cy Young this year, has just a 1.80 ERA now on the season, and he's through four scoreless tonight. Victor Mizgai ready from the left side. First pitch by Jimenez is a slider upstairs. 1-0. The Woodpeckers lead 1-0. Two outs in the bottom of the sixth inning. Cerny at third, Loperfido at second, following a double steal. Both of them reached on walks. Here's the 1-0. It's outside, back pick to third, and a near collision as Cerny dove into the bag and got in just in time. Vargas stumbled over, slapped a tag on Cerny. You tell Cerny takes his helmet off and is kind of shaking his head. He's a little bit frustrated that he had that close call at third. I don't know if he's mad that he got too far off the bag almost, or Cibrian tried to backpick him. 2-0 count, here it is. And Mizgai lays off. That's a breaking ball that buckles around the corner, and it's called strike one.
Good to see both players get up, though. When you're Cerny diving back like that, you're worried about maybe jamming your arm, trying to get that hand back on the base, and Vargas falling over, but both okay.
2-1 pitch is very low. That bounces away from Cibrian, but it stays close enough. Now he fires off a unwise throw with Edwin Jimenez coming in from the pitcher's mound, and Cibrian must have been convinced that Logan Cerny was coming down the line. He just picked up that ball and threw blindly towards the home plate circle. And good thing his pitcher was close enough in the area. Otherwise, that's going up the third base line, Colin, and bringing Cerny home.
Yeah, he was convinced that Cerny was coming home, and he was convinced that Jimenez was going to be there, but he wasn't. Just able to get in front of it, though, and snag it.
Mizgai 0 for 2 with a pair of ground outs. The 3-1 pitch is foul tipped right into the chest protector of Cibrian. Full count. Couple runs of insurance would go a long way in a game like tonight's, where you have Miguel Ulloa on the mound. Expect to see more of him in the seventh after two scoreless innings. 2-3-run advantage. Woodpeckers would be feeling pretty good about their chances of evening up this series. Payoff pitch with two in scoring position, and Mizgai takes up high for ball four. The third walk of this sixth inning by Edwin Jimenez. The bases are loaded for Tyler Whitaker.
He's going to keep an eye now on that Mudcats bullpen, see if there's any more action. Of course, Drew Thomas, the pitching coach, who won a College World Series as a pitching coach at Coastal Carolina nearby, already went out there this inning, so the next mound visit would have to be Victor Esteves to pull Jimenez from the game. So right now it's his mess to get out of with the bases loaded and two down.
Jimenez is throwing his 28th pitch of the inning. Tyler Whitaker swings and misses at a fastball at 88. 0-1. Kind of like Justin Williams, Tyler Whitaker finds himself in a spot to completely turn his night around. He's 0 for 2 with a pair of strikeouts. He faces Jimenez for the first time. Tall right-hander sets at the chest, kicks and throws, and gets a fastball in there for strike two. 93 miles an hour on the lower inside quadrant to Whitaker. 1-0 Woodpeckers, bottom six. First time they've loaded the bases tonight against Carolina pitching. Whitaker in a nothing and two hole. Target set low and away. The pitch coming in, and Whitaker hits a line drive to short. A leap by Garcia, and he spears it out of the air. He saves the one-run deficit. Whitaker got a fastball, hit it on the screws, but Garcia levitates and brings it in to keep this ball game close. Through six tonight, it's a 1-0 Woodpeckers lead. They strand the bases loaded. On to the seventh next from Segra Stadium.
Thank you.
time for the Budweiser Zero last call for any alcohol. Alcohol purchases at our concession stands will be cut off at the start of the eighth inning. Last call. Last call for alcohol.
Woodpeckers strand the bases loaded in the bottom of the sixth inning. We have a one-run ball game, 1-0. Miguel Oyola back on the mound for the seventh and back on the play-by-play. Here is Colin Casey.
All right, thank you, Chappie. Breaking ball from Oyola. Actually, that was a fastball that tailed away from the zone to Zach Robbie. 0-for-1, fly out and a walk for the former Minnesota Gopher. Oyola delivers. Goes back to the fastball, but again, it's outside. Lone run of the ball game from a Jose Alvarez solo home run in the fifth. First home run with Fayetteville this season and in his Fayetteville career. Spent some time with the Woodpeckers last year, but did not hit a home run. 2-0 at the knees, called a strike. Nice opposite field power, hit it the other way, just over the yellow line. Out and right in front of Healy's bar. Yola's 2-1, breaking ball, and Robbie spoils it foul off to the right. Been around the Carolina League. So now, all games still in action. Bottom of the ninth. Last ups for the Augusta Green Jackets down in South Carolina. 5-2 lead for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Fastball inside. Count is now full to Robbie. So if Fayetteville holds on for the victory, Augusta loses, they will be within half a game of fifth in the South Division, just behind the Green Jackets. Payoff pitch from Oyola. Ground ball down the right field line. It is fair into the corner. Robbie rounds first. He's heading into second. The throw from right gets through the glove and gets all the way to the wall in left. Picked up by Muscai by the time he gets to it. Robbie is into third to lead off the inning. Man, throw from Alvarez in right ended up getting away from Molina. Ends up all the way in the complete other side of the diamond. So that throwing error puts the tying run at third with nobody out to begin the seventh.
Well, I really don't know if we've seen Zach Robbie hit a ball into left field this entire season series. Seems like he's always going out to right. Just tucks that one up along that right field line. Long run for Alvarez, caused him to rush the play. And Zach Robbie and his opposite field hitting coming up big in these later stages of the game for the Mudcats.
Infield in for Fayetteville, an 0-1 count to Oswald Leones, who has struck out both times he's come to the plate but has not faced Oyola yet tonight. Ground ball towards the middle, backhanded, bobbled by Ramirez. He forces the throw late, reaching on the bag, and called safe is Leones. Justin Williams not happy with the call. At the very least, tying run is kept at third. Robbie did not try to go home, but that bobble cost Yaris Ramirez from getting the out at first. It puts runners at the corners, still nobody out.
The only positive there, Colin, is that ball pulled Ramirez to his right, and he was able to look the runner back. They put Miguel Oyola in a tough spot. Runners on the corners, nobody out. But when you have the strikeout stuff that Oyola has, he's always still in it, despite these tough spots.
Big swing by Luis Silva. He's down in the count, 0-1. Silva 1-for-2, a single and a strikeout. It's an E9 after the double from Robbie that put him at third base. Silva with a swing and a foul off, 0-2.
Go E4 as well there, yep, for Ramirez, so back-to-back errors.
Seventh error of the season committed by Yaris. The infield is at double play depth, the exception of third baseman Tyler Whitaker. Might try to get the lead runner at the plate on a ground ball hit to him. No balls, two strikes, the count to Luis Silva. Gail Uyola comes set. The pitch, runner going, it's Leones, swung on and missed for strike three. Leones into second safely, no throw from Guillamo. But a big out number one as Silva goes down on strikes for the second time tonight, and the fifth strikeout overall for Miguel Oyola. So Robbie at third, Leones at second, now one out. And the nine hitter, Jeremy Vargas, who has reached via walk in each of his first two trips, wouldn't mind doing the same here today. And this ball comes inside and hits Vargas in the helmet.
Oh, that's not good. He got hit pretty flush there.
Trainer coming out quickly, and man, that's the second night in a row we've seen a player take a fastball up high. Right now the thoughts are with Jeremy Vargas, who's laying prone in the batter's box. And you can tell Miguel Uyola shaking on the mound as well. The real concern right now is that Vargas is okay. Kendall Crowell, or Benny Arroyo rather, the athletic trainer, attending to Vargas.
Sounded like it got a little bit of the helmet, Colin, when it came in. But it was right up near the kind of left eye temple area, which is always the most vulnerable spot for a hitter. Only hope it got more helmet than him, but does seem kind of shaken up. Now he's at least rolled on his back. He was face down in the dirt for a moment. Looks like he is somewhat responsive with the athletic trainer, Benny Arroyo.
Maybe it perhaps got the bill of his helmet instead of anywhere near the face, and he's now sitting upright. Victor Estevez checking on him. Meanwhile, John Kovalik trying to calm down his pitcher. Now Kovalik's got words for the umpire as he's walking away from Brian Laws. It did not seem like a civil discussion, but he heads on back towards the dugout. Vargas is back up to his feet. Estevez handing him a cup of water, and he is hobbling his way towards the tunnel, so he will come out of this game, and a pinch runner will enter the ball game. Jesus Chirinos heading down to first to run for Vargas, but that's the most important thing right now as he is up on his feet and walking towards the dugout. Trainer Eric Braun for the Woodpeckers helping him out off the playing surface, and again, hopefully nothing too serious for him. So bases loaded, one out, 1-0 ball game. Fayetteville leads, and the top of the order coming up. Hendry Mendez 0-3, reached on a fielder's choice. Victor Estevez talking with Brian Laws, making sure the changes are set in stone. We're about set to resume. We'll see a couple of warm-up pitches, I'd imagine, from Miguel Uyola. Not a surprise after waiting, or no, actually we won't. We won't need any, as Mendez is set to step into the batter's box, a critical at-bat in this juncture. So we'll see how Uyola reacts after the hit batter in the form of Vargas. Robbie at third, Leones at second, and now Chirinos pinch running at first. Mendez, a 15-game hit streak snapped last night, looking to start a new one here and get his team on the board and try and tie this ball game up. First pitch swinging, chopper at home plate. It spins away from Guillamo. He's got no play at home. The throw to Williams at first is in time, and Robbie comes in to score the tying run. It's now 1-1. No play really for Guillamo. Had even tried to make his way back towards the plate. I don't think there was any chance he'd get a tag on Robbie. So he gets the sure route at first for out number two.
Yeah, it's the right play by Freddie. I think that ball stayed on the dirt instead of rolling up towards the grass in front of home plate. Then maybe Freddie tries to change direction and dive towards home plate, save the lead. But all you can do at that point as a catcher is with your internal clock, barehanded, and nowhere to go with it, get the sure out.
So it's an RBI for Mendez on the 2-3 putout. And Hedbert Perez takes a big cut. Cannot put it in play. It's 0-1. Runners at second and third with now two outs. Close pitch. That one just off the plate. So Leones the runner at third now. Vargas at second. Perez 0-3. A pair of strikeouts. Trying to see if he has another big swing in him like the one he had last night. Fastball outside corner, 1-2. That was pitch number 47 from Miguel Loyola. Hope is that he can go the rest of the way for the Woodpeckers, at least through the ninth inning. Fastball swung on and missed, strike three, and that will end the inning. So a couple of errors end up leading the Mudcats to load the bases. A ground out from Andrew Mendez ties the ball game at one apiece, but Miguel Loyola able to limit the damage. We head to the stretch. 1-1 the score from Segra Stadium.
To the ball game. Take. Sing a little louder. I. So it's root. Packers. Let's sing it loud. At the old. Atta boy, Packers. Atta boy.
There's a place you can go. I said, young man. When you're short on your dough, you can stay there. And I'm sure you will find many ways to have a good time. It's fun to stay at the YMCA. It's fun to stay at the YMCA. They have everything for your men to enjoy. You can hang out with all the boys. It's fun to stay at the YMCA. It's fun to stay at the YMCA. You can get yourself clean. You can have a good meal. You can do whatever you feel. Young man, are you listening to me? I said, young man, what do you want?
Now playing first base for the Mudcats, number 29, Jesus Chirinos. Number 3, Luis Silva is now playing third base. Leading off the bottom of the seventh inning for the Woodpeckers, the right fielder, number 18, Jose Alvarez.
1-1 our score as we head to the bottom of the seventh. Jose Alvarez lines the first pitch he sees in the center field.
That's amazing.
He is on with a leadoff single. What a night it's been for Jose Alvarez. Grounding out in the second, launches solo home run in the fifth to, at the time, give Fayetteville the 1-0 lead, and he comes up and rips a single off Edwin Jimenez to kick off the bottom of the seventh.
Couple of defensive changes for you, Colin, after the hit-by-pitch pulls Jeremy Vargas out of the game. Jesus Chirinos will go on to play first base, and Silva goes to the other end of the diamond. He's the new third baseman.
First pitch swinging, shallow fly ball off the bat of Yuris Ramirez, falling quickly, it's in for a base hit, and Alvarez smartly able to scamper up to second base. So two pitches and two singles to begin the bottom of the seventh for Fayetteville. They want that run that they gave up in the seventh inning back.
Yeah, perfect base running, Colin, there by Alvarez. He went about halfway towards second base and continued to shuffle his feet a little closer and closer to second as that fly ball was dying, and read it perfectly, broke to second at the last minute, right as it fell at the feet of Fernandez, and didn't give the center fielder a chance to force him out.
Freddy Guillamo digs in, two on, nobody out. 0 for 2 tonight. 1 for 5 with an RBI in the series. First pitch, Guillamo tried making it three hits on three pitches, but he fouls it straight back, 0-1. One run on three hits, one error for the visiting Mudcats. A run on six hits and two errors committed by the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Off speed and Guillamo out in front, 0-2. And now time is called, and over at second, Jose Alvarez handing something off to Cody Orr, who's coaching over at first. Orr getting the night off. He was in the lineup yesterday, started at second base before moving out to left field for the injured Jackson Hallmark. 0-2. just off the plate. The take by Guillamo. Still trying to pull even in the series after dropping each of the first two games on Tuesday and Wednesday night. Look at second. Jimenez comes home, and Guillamo out in front goes down on strikes for the second straight at bat. A huge out number one for the Mudcats and Jimenez. So with Alvarez at second, Ramirez at first, leadoff man Leo's Danny Molina will look for his first hit of the ball game. 0 for 3. Ground out, a fly out, and a strikeout so far for Leo. Jimenez fires. First pitch hit on the ground. Over at short, Garcia makes the play. Second for one. Return throw is wide. It goes off the facing of the dugout and into score is the go-ahead run in Alvarez. A heck of a play by the shortstop, Garcia. He flipped it to Zach Robbie, but Robbie rushed the throw wide of Chirinos at first. And Alvarez able to score from second. Fayetteville takes a 2-1 lead.
Boy, Garcia did a great job in sliding to pick that ball. I thought it was going to get through him. And for Zach Robbie, that's just one of those plays where, yeah, you want to end the inning, but you got to tell yourself you can't rush it. You do risk bringing in the go-ahead run as he did. Usually a pretty accurate second baseman. That one got wild on him.
First pitch to Logan Cerny, up and in. So that scored a fielder's choice for Molina, who reaches, can't assume the double play. But an E4 that allows Jose Alvarez to score on that throwing error. Inside corner on Cerny. First strike. So errors in this seventh inning playing a big role. Both teams combining now for three so far. Molina takes his lead off of first. Stays put. That one goes off the glove of Cibrian and goes all the way to the backstop.
Molina might have... He might have baited Cibrian there a little bit. Leo Stanley Molina took a big fake steal, bluff steal down there. He took a big secondary, kind of put his head down, turned his shoulders towards second, and Cibrian popped out of the crouch there to try and pick that ball and backpick him, and it got through him.
That'll be a pass ball on Cibrian, a sure-handed catcher with a rare mistake. Breaking ball to Cerny. Bends into the zone. It's 2-2. Logan, a pair of walks so far. Also struck out looking. This is his second appearance against Jimenez. Drew a walk and ended up at third base, but was stranded there to end the sixth. The 2-2. Hit on the ground, left side again. Garcia with another opportunity makes the throw on to first to Chirinos, and the inning is over. So Fayetteville does strand a runner in scoring position, but they bring home the go-ahead run on a throwing error. Alvarez, who scored both of the runs tonight for Fayetteville, is the reason why they lead it 2-1 as we go to the eighth inning from Segra Stadium on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Dugout, take it away, DP.
Thank you, sir. All right, this is my buddy Keon. Keon's mom has no idea he's doing this. Say hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
All right, Keon. Your job tonight, it's a simple one. All you gotta do is guess how many people are here. Thanks, everybody, for coming out tonight, by the way, celebrating Christmas with us in July. Here we go. Here are your choices. 4,206, 4,148, or 4,023. Is it A, B, or C?
C.
Keon says it's C. Is he correct? Yes! Congratulations, young man. Give me a Go Peckers.
Go Peckers!
That's right.
The Christmas tree, have a happy holiday. Everyone dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way.
Thank you.
back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Miguel Ulloa. Leading off the top of the eighth inning for the Mudcats, the shortstop, number 13, Eduardo Garcia.
Top of the eighth from Fayetteville here at Segres Stadium. Crowd of 4,023 in attendance tonight for this Christmas in July. As Miguel Ulloa starts off, Eduardo Garcia with a fastball inside. Take us through the conclusion. Here's the voice of the Woodpeckers, Andrew Chapman.
All right, thanks, Colin. 1-0 pitch from Miguel Ulloa. Swing and a miss on a high fastball. It is 1-1. Jose Alvarez crossing in the bottom of the seventh inning on a throwing error to give the Woodpeckers a 2-1 lead. They're trying to even up this series. Two games apiece going into Saturday night. Here's the pitch. And a pop fly back and out of play. Christmas in July tonight. Christmas carols through the speakers at Segres Stadium. Colin has told me he only likes his Christmas music in December.
That is true.
Fastball called, strike three, outside corner, down he goes. Garcia strikes out looking for a second time against Ulloa. And the 20-year-old has now racked up seven strikeouts out of the bullpen. I could listen to a Michael Bublé Christmas album any time of year, though.
I will say that, yeah.
I'll listen to Michael Bublé. I'm jealous of his singing voice. I don't know if he could do play-by-play, but I'm jealous of his singing.
You have the Michael Bublé voice of play-by-play.
Jose Cibrian in a 1-0 count. Here's the pitch. It is a fastball knee-high, a little low, perhaps. Two balls, no strikes on Cibrian. He's hitless tonight, 0-3 with a pair of ground outs and also a strikeout swinging against Bayozo. The pitch, outside. 3-0. Cibrian now 1-for-8 in the series. He has a walk and two strikeouts over three games played. Infield playing deep, but straight up. A get-me-back-in-it fastball from Miguel Ulloa. Three balls and a strike. Eduardo Fernandez, 1-for-3 day. He stands on deck. And here's a lazy pop fly out to shallow left. Molina going out on it. Can't get it with a lunge. He shags it, and that'll be a single for Cibrian with one out. Carolina gets the tying run on. And they were able to respond in the top of the seventh inning to the run that the Woodpeckers put up in the fifth. Now they're trying to do it again. That is the fourth base hit tonight for the Mudcats. And they've been three singles and a double. Eduardo Fernandez has one of those base hits, single in the fourth. Here's the first one to him. And it's inside, spins away from a breaking ball. 1-0. Miguel Ulloa gave up just the one run in the seventh, which all said was a success for him considering what could have been. A fastball at the knees, 94 miles an hour, 1-1. Next pitch will be number 60 of the night for Ulloa. His kick, his pitch, swung on and missed. Right back to the 94 mile per hour heat. And Fernandez in a 1-2 hole. Ulloa had bases loaded and just one out, but managed to get the final couple, giving up just the one run. Here's a hard hit grounder foul beyond the manager, Victor Estevez, coaching third. It was a little nubber out in front of the plate, played by Freddy Guillamo off the bat of Hendry Mendez, and that allowed Robbie to score. Now the run unearned against Miguel Ulloa due to a couple of fielding errors in that seventh. So the ERA continues to plummet for Miguel, now at a season low 2.33. He's got another strikeout, number 8 for Ulloa on a fastball. Fernandez goes down, second time he has struck out against Miguel, now 1-for-4 with three strikeouts. 14 Ks tonight for Fayetteville pitching, and they continue to mow him down. 18 on Wednesday, 16 last night, 14 and counting tonight. Here's Zach Robbie. He was able to punch a double down the right field line in the seventh and came around to score the only run of the night for the Mudcats.
think the way that this rotation and bullpen have been striking out batters left and right, probably put Bunker out there right now and he'd be able to give you five strikeouts.
And a line drive opposite field. Guess what? Zach Robbie has gone to right for a base hit. As he has with all of his base hits this week at Segra Stadium. He's on for a third time. He's now 2-for-3. Adds a single to his double and walk. Cibrian holds it second. Two on, two out. Oswald Leone is the lefty stepping in. A 2-1 Fayetteville lead in the top of the eighth inning.
Robbie's quietly had a really strong series. Had a double in last night's game as well. And also reached base three times on Wednesday. He's just been getting on base left and right.
And this ball is popped up back of third. Whitaker retreating on it. A little bit of trouble, but Leo Stanley Molina stumbles to the ground and makes the catch. There was three guys converging on it. Communication was, I don't know if it was there, but Molina able to take control and end the inning. Carolina threatens. They put two on with two base hits, but do not score. Two left on. We play the bottom of the eighth next with the Woodpeckers leading 2-1.
Castro. Double play Doug has our Pecker staff member down in section 116. Take it away, DP.
I am here with Action Jackson. Action Jackson is the man for tickets here at Segra, but we've got one job for him. It's to answer that question. What popular Christmas song was actually written for Thanksgiving?
Oh man, my mind is blanking on all Christmas songs. Jingle Bells.
He says Jingle Bells, is he correct? It was Jingle Bells. Jackson, Action Jackson crushes it. It's Jingle Bells. Hey, Section 116, give me a go, Peckers!
That's Don't right. forget to stick around after the game for fireworks presented by Q98, number one for music, money, and fun. At this time, all patrons in the berm and the rocking porch must clear their areas. We hope that you all enjoy tonight's fireworks show following the game.
Scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago.
Back on the mound for the Mudcats, Edwin Jimenez.
Keep rocking and keep knocking, whether you be tying it up or reboxing. You see that
leading off the bottom of the eighth inning for the Woodpeckers, the designated hitter, number 36, Joey Loperfido.
Thanks for hanging with us at Segra Stadium on this Friday night. Joey Loperfido leads off the bottom of the eighth inning in a 2-1 ball game. The Woodpeckers took the lead in the bottom of the seventh inning on a throwing error by the second baseman, Zach Robbie. Scored Jose Alvarez. Joey tonight, a triple and a single. He has also reached on a walk. All three plate appearances, he's found himself on base. Pitch down in the dirt for ball two by Carolina right-hander Edwin Diaz, who's been pitching since the sixth inning behind the starter Segura. The pitch outside by a bit. Not much, though. 3-0 on Loperfido. He can wait for the perfect one here.
Heard that a lot all season long. 3-0 on Loperfido.
Now they're just nibbling around the corners against him. That pitch is called a strike. Thought he had ball four. Bent over to unbuckle the guard, but it'll be 3-1. Joey just barely missed his fourth home run in three games and 10th on the year with that triple in the first inning. Hit it high off of the right center field wall. Here's a breaking ball. It misses low. That is ball four. On base percentage going through the roof for Joey. It was actually 399 going into that at bat, so he's going to touch the 400 mark in the on base category. You're getting on 40% of the time. You might have earned yourself a promotion from this league, and that day may come soon for Joey. Justin Williams into the right side. Loperfido breaking for second, and the pitch is popped out of play.
Despite a rough night at the plate for Justin, another guy who likes to get on base often, 309 on the on-base percentage, and mentioned, I don't know if it was earlier today or yesterday, but he loves hitting in this ballpark.
Yeah, 296 hitter here at Segra Stadium. Coming into tonight, but he's 0 for 3. The pitch. Ground ball. This is hit towards short. Shuffling right, Garcia, and he booted it. One of the most sure-handed infielders in the Milwaukee Brewers farm system rarely misses one like that. Don't know if they would have had a chance at two as that ball pulled Garcia away from second. But he would have at least been able to get one out, if not at second, then probably at first. It'll be an E6. It's the second error for the Mudcats. That evens, make it the third error for the Mudcats. The E1, Aaron Pickoff throwing the sixth as well, along with the E4 from Robbie. The pitch to new left-hander, Victor Mizcai, a cut and a miss, 0-1.
It's been a bit of a rough couple of nights in the field now for Carolina. They had a pair of errors last night. And yeah, a guy like Garcia does not make that mistake very often.
Mizcai is hitless, 0 for 2 with a walk. Throw home, gets some swinging and missing. And again, for the second time tonight, that top hand, not the bottom hand for Victor Mizcai, ends up coming off of the bat. And you know, looks down at the handle. Might have to add some more stickum on that handle next time he's in the dugout. Belt tie set from Jimenez. His leg kick and pitch is called strike three. Wraparound slider gets him looking. And Mizcai is the first casualty of the eighth inning.
Big time pitch there from Jimenez. He's made a lot of big pitches in this ballgame. And of course, the go ahead run coming in on an error that he didn't have any control over. But when he's needed to make a big pitch to get out of a jam and keep this a close ballgame, he's done it almost every single time.
Tyler Whitaker comes up in another big spot as he did his last time in the sixth. And this pitch is bounced left side. Another chance to turn two. Vargas runs into the base path and tags out Loperfido advancing for the second out. Meanwhile, Williams gets into second base, and Whitaker will be aboard first with a fielder's choice. I don't know if that was the best decision by Vargas or the new third baseman, Silva, to run into the base path like that. He might have been able to turn a double play, at least try to, but gets the one out, leading runner.
Or at the very least, like you mentioned, gets the most important runner you can get out in that situation.
Jose Alvarez, big night, home run and a single. He scored both of Fayetteville's runs and backs off the plate of an inside fastball. One ball and no strikes. I can say for Tyler Whitaker tonight is he's at least put the ball in play when he's come up with runners in scoring position both times tonight. Had a near base hit stolen away from him in the sixth on a leaping catch by Eduardo Garcia. Up and in slider. That was nowhere close. Alvarez ahead 2-0.
That's a pair of runs if Garcia doesn't make that leaping catch. Mm-hmm. And that's why it was so shocking to see Garcia make that error when you saw the plays he's made earlier in this game.
Pitch inside to Alvarez on a change. Three balls, no strikes. Comfortably ahead. Force it all bases, two outs, top make it bottom eight. Woodpeckers leading by one in both the run column and the hit column. Two runs, six hits for Fayetteville, a run on five base hits for Carolina. 3-0 pitch is a little bit low. A long look there by Brian Laws, but Alvarez gets the call to go his way. Four pitch walk given up by Jimenez. Advances Williams to third. Whitaker goes to second. Alvarez on. No activity out in that Carolina bullpen, but perhaps somebody will activate now. It's not Victor Esteves, the manager, going to the mound, but again, the pitching coach, Drew Thomas, who's already gone out there once to have a meeting with Edwin Jimenez. That was when the bases were loaded up in the sixth.
That was his fifth walk issued in this ballgame. That's a season high. Previously, it was back on April 26th where he walked four batters. Hasn't touched that mark since tonight. So not too often you see him missing the zone as much as he has, and certainly caused a good amount of stress out there in the field. Granted, a couple of plays that needed to be made, but things get compounded when your defense is forced to make plays and you already got a bunch of free passes out there prior to these mistakes.
Yeah, Segura, the starter, Miguel Segura, he's the guy that you expected to walk more than he did today. He had more walks, two more walks than he did strikeouts on the year, 47 walks to 45 strikeouts. But tonight, Segura only walked one and K'd seven, so he was much more locked in than his usual self, and Jimenez, more of a strike thrower, he has battled the command. And for the second time in this game, the Woodpeckers have loaded up the bases. Second time against Jimenez, and Yuri Ramirez, the man in the right side. Here's the pitch with two outs, and it's a breaking ball, strike one. Next pitch, number 60 for Jimenez. I believe Casey Ford was warming up earlier in the Woodpeckers' bullpen. He may be the guy to come out in the ninth. 0-1. And a swing and a miss by Yuri Ramirez. Train horn blowing as that pitch came in. Amtrak whistling at an unideal time. Here's the set by Jimenez. Target low and in. The pitch. Strikes out Ramirez, breaking ball down to the dirt. And a critical strikeout by Edwin Jimenez strands the bases loaded for the second time tonight. Woodpeckers have certainly had their chances. They've left seven runners on over the last three innings, but still carry a 2-1 lead into the top of the ninth inning when we return. It's not Ford, it is Miguel Oyola going back out to the mound to try and grab the win and even up this series. Stay tuned. Woodpeckers baseball returns to the top of the ninth next.
Nick Pillow. Don't miss out on the fun, and we'll see you back here at Segra Stadium.
Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. Blixin' and blixin' and all his reindeers pulling on the reins. Bells are ringing, children singing, all is merry and bright. So hang
on. And I can't fight this feeling anymore.
Whenever heartburn strikes, get fast relief with Tums. It's time to love food back.
And if I have to cry, crashing through your door, baby, I can't fight this feeling anymore.
Building for 90 years is just the beginning, because it has always been innately and uniquely human to be a builder. We can't help ourselves. It's in our bones to build, to take the world around us and build it into something more playful. Because a playful mind sees the world not as it is, but for everything it could be. Get building and make the world your playground. Build.
On the mound for the Woodpeckers, Miguel Oyola. Leading off the top of the ninth inning for the Mudcats, the third baseman, number three,
Miguel Oyola pitches the top of the ninth inning, 2-1 ball game, and his first pitch is a strike. To Luis Silva, right-handed hitter, 8-9-1 to face Oyola, trying to complete five innings of bullpen work tonight. And that one's pumped in there for strike two. All the velocity still there for the 20-year-old Miguel Oyola. Was given the lead back in the bottom of the seventh on a throwing error that scored Alvarez. 0-2, popped up, out of play it goes over the roof of the Avex Club. Stays where it is on Silva. He is one for three, a single in the third against Bayozo, one of just two hits given up by the Fayetteville starter. Oyola has surrendered three base hits. 0-2, up and outside. And it is 1-2. Oyola trying to get the overall season record to 2-0 after not recording a win in May, or June. He's trying to grab his second of July. The 1-2 offer got him swinging. High breaking ball. And Miguel Uyola continues to rack up the swing and miss. That is the ninth strikeout for Uyola. And he continues to extend a season high.
He's been so blown away with the development of Miguel Uyola. Missed the beginning part of the year. Had a bout with COVID, but man, he has really come into his own here in Fayetteville.
15 strikeouts now combined between Bayozo and Uyola. First one off of the plate to Chirinos, 1-0. Uyola at the shoulders, kicks and fires, swing and a miss on a fastball. 1-1. Delmarva going to beat Lynchburg tonight. Just went final, 10-7 out in Virginia. Columbia beating Kannapolis 7-4 in the bottom of the ninth as the pitch is foul tipped back to the screen. It's 1-2, so for the win tonight, the Woodpeckers can at least gain some ground on the top team in the division, the Cannonballers. Fredericksburg about to close down a win against Salem. 9-6 at Fred Nat's ballpark. 1-2 pitch. Chirinos takes low. 2-2. Charleston beats down east at the Joe. 8-2. Myrtle Beach tops Augusta. The team immediately ahead of the Woodpeckers in the division. 5-2. 2-2 pitch. He got him. Number 10 for Uyola. The first double-digit strikeout performance of the 20-year-old's career.
Just so much velocity still. Coming up on 80 pitches, and he just really not scrubbed off any of that speed. I don't think I've ever seen Miguel Uyola pitch with this kind of confidence, at least here at home. Just such an impressive performance from the young right-hander.
John Kovalik, pitching coach for these Woodpeckers, on the top step of the dugout, looking on and admiring what Uyola is putting together tonight. He gets a first pitch swing from Mendez. Nothing but air, and it's 0-1. Here's the pitch. Mendez lays off, and a changeup missed outside. .505 start tomorrow. Make sure to stay tuned immediately following this one for the Woodpeckers postgame show. The 1-1 pitch popped up. And over our heads, Carolina is down to their final strike tonight. Yesterday, it was Alex Santos striking out the final five batters he faced. Tonight, Miguel Uyola trying to strike out the side in order of the ninth. Here's his pitch. And it's a line drive hit to second over the leap of Ramirez and into right field. Looked like it just got to the left of Ramirez. He might have been a little late in his timing. Uyola gives up the base hit. Oh, and here comes Joe Thon, the Woodpeckers manager. Miguel Uyola's pitch count might not let him finish this one. That was number 79 of his evening. Uyola is not happy right now. He's pleading with his manager to let him stay in there.
He's got a bit of a frustrated grin on his face, but man, he's got a lot to be proud of that performance tonight. Came a couple inches away from finishing it off on his own, but Carolina, to their credit, fighting to stay alive in this ballgame.
Miguel Uyola, true competitor. He wanted to get the final out. Falls just one short tonight, but that does not take away from a dazzling career performance for Miguel Uyola. 4 2/3 innings and a career-high 10 strikeouts tonight. Casey Ford, who'd been waiting his turn out of the bullpen the last couple of innings, he's coming on to try and close out this ballgame and get the final out with the tying run. And Henry Mendez now down at first base. Hedbert Perez will bat against Ford when we return in a moment to Segra Stadium.
Fans, this Woodpeckers pitching change is brought to you by Coldwell Banker. Entering the game for the Woodpeckers, number 55, Big Casey Ford.
Miles around, best of the best come here to put their tough to the test. Give it all for gold or go home broke when they open up that gate. Welcome to the show, welcome to the home of the world's biggest rodeo, where the stars light up the night. Welcome to the show, are you ready for a ride? Yeah, you better buckle up and hold on tight, where the Bayou City streets
country roads. Welcome to the show. It's a Houston tradition, 4-H, FFA, and Go Texan. And you can bet, son, it's gonna be around a long, long time. When these riders and ropers give it their best, we'll show them how loud the hometown crowd can get. Cause tonight, y'all, we all got a little bit of cowboy deep inside. Welcome to the show, welcome to the home of the world's biggest rodeo, where the stars light up the night underneath that Texas sky. Welcome to the show, are you ready for a ride? Yeah, you better buckle up and hold on tight. Where the Bayou City streets meet the country roads. Welcome to the show!
Now coming to the plate for the Mudcats, the designated hitter, number 2, Hedberg.
Casey Ford, Big Country, the former Kansas State ball player, comes out to try and lock up tonight's ball game. Needs one out to do so, faces lefty Hedberg Perez, and the first pitch incoming to check swing on one down in the dirt. No appeal. They finally get it, and Brian Law says that Hedberg Perez held up. Miguel Oyola falls one out short of closing out this ball game. Gave up a single to Henry Mendez that has extended this ninth inning with two outs. 2-1 Fayetteville. Even in the hit column now, 6 per side. Here's the pitch. And a deep fly hit out to right center field. Alvarez sprinting over into the alleyway, and he dropped the baseball. Runner gets to third. Throw comes in, and they will hold Mendez at third base. Jose Alvarez cut that ball off into the right center field alleyway, and it popped in and out of his mitt and puts the tying run on third, the go-ahead run on base.
That's a killer. I mean, that's a tough ball to run down in the gap. For a while, it looked like it was going to go a lot further, and then it just kind of got knocked down, kept dying. Alvarez got to that ball, just glanced off his glove. I don't know if it was him who recovered or Cerny backing him up. Whoever it is did their job, got that ball in, and held the tying run at third.
The Mudcats are hanging around. Eduardo Garcia, 0 for 4, 3 strikeouts, swings at the first one, fouls it back into the screen. Casey Ford pitching for the 16th time this year for the Woodpeckers. He has a 2-2 record and a 6.41 ERA. Third save opportunity for Ford this year, but he does not have a save yet. 2-1, runners on the corners. And the 0-1 pitch is low, and a great block by Freddy Guillamo. Going to have to completely sacrifice the body here. Prevent a wild pitch from bringing home Mendez. Ford this year has struck out 35, walked 16, and given up 4 home runs, 19 earned runs in total. 6'5" right-hander sets at the shoulders, fires, and gets a swing and a miss on a high fastball. And for the second time tonight, the Carolina Mudcats are down to their final strike. Mendez was in a 2-strike count before he came up with the single and chased Uyola from the game. Tying run at third. Ford at the shoulders. Target set. Pitch on the way. And a bouncing ball foul towards the rain tarp.
Perez on the move over at first, so they continue to send him ball in the gap. Very well give Carolina the lead.
$4,023 in the house tonight. Cheering on what Ford hopes is the final strike. Garcia, another 1-2 on the way. And down he goes. Breaking ball got him out in front. And Casey Ford locks it up with his first save of 2022. Oyola strikes out 10, and 2 runs on the offensive end tonight are enough to get it done. A 2-1 final, and the Woodpeckers have won back-to-back games to even up this series, 2 games apiece, going into Saturday night. The pitching dominated again tonight for the Woodpeckers, just enough on the offensive end, and a big Friday night crowd will go home happy this evening. fun calling tonight's action. We'll be back on the other side of this break to recap all of the moments from tonight's Friday night ball game on the Woodpeckers postgame show when we return on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
My hands go up and down, damn, like strippers' booties go. Woo! My verse will still be serving, tight like a million virgins. Last time on a college remix, now I'm on the original version. Can't never count me out, y'all better count me in. Got 20 bank accounts, accountant count me in. Make millions every year, the South champion. Cause all I do, all I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up, and they stay there.
Woodpeckers win! Woodpeckers win! Make some noise! Woodpeckers win!
Swerving in my low low, head on a swivel, you know serving me's a no-no. Clean as a whistle as I pull out in my Rolls Royce. Yellow bone passenger, they see it, they say, oh boy. Tell Kelly, back it up, my call me loco. Down for armed traffic, you know, make me pull out. Ask you what you laughing at, represent that mud life. Study money, money, better get your mud right. We come together holding hands and holler mud life. We all strapping all black, it's like night.
All we do is win.
You riding the what? Cause we riding the night. Now you riding with me cause you wasn't riding.
All
no
I do
right,
is
bro.
Win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody and they stay there, and they say yeah, and they stay there. Cause all I do is win, win, win. And if you going in, put your hands in the air, make them stay there.
Heat in the kitchen, pot on the stove, water getting boiled. Being so Snoopy in the hookie, system overload. I've been running this rap game since I was 20 years old. I hung with the worst of them, bust till I burst them up. Floss them up, toss them up, hard away, floss them up. Pardon me, I'm bossing up, praise you up, bless you, bro. Don't mess with us, we like the U in the 80s. Back to back, set a track, hit the lick, get it back. Get the trick, jump the track, want my money back. Time and time again, while I'm sipping on this gin. Al Davis said it best, just win, baby, win.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they stay there, and they say yeah, and they stay there.
It's Christmas in July. Fans, are you ready? I said, are you ready? Who's ready for fireworks?
The show starts in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Couple tries to stop rocking around the Christmas tree. Let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling.
Welcome back inside the Woodpeckers broadcast booth. A couple different post-game shows for you tonight. We'll do one for the radio audience and one on MILB.TV as well. The Woodpeckers win tonight 2-1. Andrew Chapman along with Colin Casey. Great to call the action for you tonight. Back-to-back wins for Fayetteville to come from behind in this series. And they are now tied with the Mudcats in this set going to Saturday night. Win number 40 of the year tonight as well for the Woodpeckers. 40-52, the new overall record, 9-18 in the second half of play. Six hits for both sides tonight, three errors for both sides tonight. A lot of runners left on for both sides also. 11 left on for the Mudcats, 9 left stranded for the Woodpeckers. The win tonight ends up going to Miguel Uyola. He was fantastic. A career high, season high. Four and two-thirds innings, not that. The 10 strikeouts were a career high. 4 2/3 his length tonight. One unearned run, dropping his season ERA to 2.27. Four hits given up by Uyola and just one walk, while Casey Ford came on, inherited a runner at first base with two outs in the ninth, gave up a fly ball to right center that was dropped by Jose Alvarez. That was an E9 that put runners on the corners, but Casey Ford able to strike out Eduardo Garcia for the final out and record his first save of the season. The loss tonight ends up going to Edwin Jimenez. He goes 3 innings, walks 5, strikes out 4, gives up an unearned run of his own, but suffers the loss to fall to 3-5. Now the offensive end today, Colin, Woodpeckers no doubt lost out on some opportunities there to add insurance in the 6th and 8th innings, leaving the bases loaded. But they got the runs when they needed them. They didn't need Loperfido home runs tonight like they did yesterday. But right now, with how many batters this Woodpeckers pitching staff is striking out, you're not going to need too many runs to try and win some ball games this weekend.
Yeah, you'd think that with Loperfido reaching base in all 4 of his trips, he would have factored into this win big time. But despite having a couple of stolen bases, he was stranded at third a couple of times, also stranded at second. So he didn't end up really factoring into the runs being scored. That was really Jose Alvarez tonight. The solo home run hit the other way in the 5th inning, came across to score on the throwing error, what proved to be the game-winning run. So it wasn't the prettiest performance offensively for Fayetteville, but man, they've just been riding such an unbelievable stretch pitching-wise. 17 more strikeouts tonight, 10 for Uyola. He becomes the third pitcher this season for Fayetteville to hit 10 strikeouts, joining a pretty illustrious club of Edinson Batista and Ernesto Jaquez, two other guys who've had a lot of success in single A this season. Valente Beloso, you kind of forget about, 6 strikeouts over 4 scoreless innings for him in his home debut. So right now it just feels like the Woodpeckers are having fun out there. A couple of weeks prior, including the opener today, didn't look like they were having a whole lot of fun out there on the diamond and just kind of struggling to find the joy in games where they weren't really competing. But you saw in the 7-5 loss, I think is when the switch has kind of been flipped over the last couple of nights. You saw that compete level, a lot of big-time swings. The Whitaker home run really kind of pumped some life into this team, and we've seen it over the last couple of nights. And you keep this pitching up going into tomorrow. There's no reason to think that this team can't go on a run here at the end of July going into August.
You mentioned Alvarez. He was one of the offensive leaders tonight, hitting the solo home run that got things started in the 5th inning. He finishes 2-for-3 with 2 runs, scores both the Fayetteville's runs, the RBI, and a walk as well. Joey Loperfido, although he wasn't hitting home runs tonight, still had a triple. Finishes 2-for-2 with a couple of walks, reached 4 times, and ups his average to .305 on the regular season. Multi-hit game for Yuris Ramirez as well. Good to see him bounce back after an 0-for-7 start to the series. He ends up going 2-for-4 tonight with a couple of strikeouts in this one. Let's flip the page to tomorrow, Games 5 of this series. Now with a 2-2 even set, right-hander Brian Salgado will be on the mound tomorrow for the Woodpeckers. He is 6-5 with a 4.84 ERA. And right-hander Carlos Rodriguez, 3-4 with a 3.74. First pitch at 5:05 tomorrow night. And Colin and I will be on the air with you beginning at 4:50. Thanks so much for tuning us in tonight on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Colin Casey and Andrew Chapman signing off here on the radio feed. We will be back in a moment on MILB.TV feed for a final farewell to our TV audience tonight as well. We'll talk to you tomorrow from Segra Stadium, Woodpeckers fans. 2-1, the final tonight. Woodpeckers grab their 40th win of the year. So long from Segra Stadium, and good night. We'll talk to you tomorrow on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and MILB.TV.
It's time to close the night with the Woodpeckers postgame show. Here's Andrew Chapman and Colin Casey.
Hey, Woodpeckers fans, welcome back inside the broadcast booth. Hope you enjoyed that fireworks show and a low-scoring ball game, but a Woodpeckers win at the end of the night. The best Christmas present you could receive tonight. Thanks so much, all 4,000 of you that came out at the ballpark tonight to root on the Woodpeckers. Fayetteville has bounced back in this series, Colin. They lost the first two games, but they went on Thursday and Friday. Tonight, Joey Loperfido hit a triple. He wasn't hitting home runs like yesterday. Only two runs was enough to get it done tonight. Jose Alvarez hitting his first home run in a Woodpeckers uniform. That fifth inning blast. Congrats to whatever fan is walking away with that home run souvenir tonight out in Healy's Bar. Carolina had an opportunity to come back. They tied it up 1-1, and then the Woodpeckers got that run on a little bit of luck. The throwing error from Zach Robbie that allowed Alvarez to score his second run of the game. So two runs gets it done tonight. Seemed like the Woodpeckers fell short of a couple chances to get insurance when they had the bases loaded, Colin. But when the pitching staff goes out there and strikes out 17 more Mudcats tonight, you're not going to need too many runs to win ball games when they're doing that.
Yeah, I mean, they've just been on another level over the last three games. They're averaging 17 strikeouts now over the last three games, and Miguel Ulloa leading the way on that back end of the game. Nearly went the distance after coming in the fifth inning, striking out 10 batters, the third Woodpecker to strike out 10 batters this season. Valente Beozo with a great performance as well as a starter going four shutout innings. Just another complete effort. Pretty much what we saw yesterday from Batista and Santos, just reincarnate today. I mean, outstanding job. Also, shout out to Casey Ford as well, coming in, getting that final out. Big strikeout to end the ballgame, picking up his first save of the season. You mentioned Alvarez, another multi-hip game for him. That's his third so far in a Woodpeckers uniform in six games. So that's a really impressive stretch for him so far. Joey Loperfido reaching in all four of his trips. I mean, a lot to like right now for Fayetteville. I guess the one thing you could say is clean up the defensive side, giving up those three errors, but canceled out anyway with Carolina committing those same three errors. So now, brand new series. You've got a 2-2 series going into Saturday and all the momentum right now on the Woodpeckers' side. No reason to believe that they can't take the final two games of this series and come away with an improbable series victory over a team like the Mudcats that has given them so much trouble this season.
Yeah, and they have one of their best on the mound tomorrow, a guy who's really dominated at times this season. Right-hander Brian Salgado gets the ball for the Woodpeckers tomorrow in the start. 6-5 record. He carries a 4.84 ERA in tomorrow's start, and the Woodpeckers will also face a right-hander on the Carolina side. Carlos Rodriguez gets the ball, 3-4 with a 3.74 ERA in that one. So Salgado against Rodriguez. A reminder that tomorrow's ball game starts a few hours earlier. If you're planning on coming out to the ballpark, 5:05 first pitch. Colin and I will be on the air with you beginning at 4:50. Thanks again so much for coming out to the ballpark tonight, Woodpeckers fans. The Woodpeckers grab win number 40 of the regular season, and this series is all evened up going into tomorrow night. Thanks for being here. Hope you enjoyed your time out at Segra Stadium celebrating Christmas in July, and we hope to see you tomorrow. Drive home safely, Woodpeckers fans. Good night.
There's a tale about Christmas that you've all been told. And